Blog Talk Radio.
MC on my radio. What do you think, people? That's the new Jay-Z song, Open Letter. Supposedly causing a lot of controversy. Call us up if you want to talk about it. 646-478-3599. This is GMS. We got LL Blitzkrieg in the place. We got some special guests coming up a little later. But right now we're getting into this Jean Grey special.
In a world full of bodies that are moving through the world like a movie intro. Introspect, yeah, shuffling along tide. Keep feathers and ruffle eyes. Fly below the radar even though I know I can soar. I'm on mediocre, meet me in between the four walls. Bop, choking on the ties that could bring me greater things. Acting like a king in my mind and I know I'm not. Yeah, just scared to give it everything I got. Yes, it's difficult to shoot up to the top when you're feeling like there's never really anything to aim for. This is what I came for. Little bit of fantasy, little bit of hope instead of closed doors. You know the ones that you shut on yourself, huh. The ones with all the light up in them, and you can make them brighter than them. I know that I could be that person, right? The one that people want to be a person like. So maybe there's something outside of first life, worth something like a birthright. Maybe I wasn't made for earth life. I want to be good at the first light. I want to be the things I know I am deserve, right? The things I'm worth, right? No, no. Can anybody see it? I want them to know it. I want to be special. I know that I'm special. Can you see it? I want you to know it too. wear a cape or just so you can put your face in it. Huh. I wanna be the face of it, your face, but I don't wanna put my grace in it. No, wasting potential, seeking easy roads with directions. Seems to be the me I know. Protection from intense will, seeking easy lows. Resting easier to be than growth. A feeling that maybe it won't cut it here. And maybe it's time I started running for fear. Spending more time in the wonder years. Maybe I've been blinding myself with wonder for here. I know.
Sunday's best, Monday's worse. MCMI Radio.
Baby mom just sending texts and sending threats like widow payments on some deadbeat dad. shit. I hate you in the worst way. Spend money on rosé instead of your son's birthday. Mad quick, I sold a whole lot, holy over tomorrow. Then went back up to the bar to get another glass in a bottle. Can't let her ruin my high tonight. Not alright. Plus I pulled this chicken with every sip. She's looking more and more like the model type. Yeah. Hey yo, let's leave. I take a reach for my keys. I'm stumbling out the door looking for my car on the street. Till I see this black hood wearing, staring nigga trying to stick up. Shots go off. I feel victim. Damn.
The dawn, the face of a killer. The voice of the past and present. I speak thrillers, rock a purple robe. Crushed her with 24 karat gold. The chain is chunky like the neck of a monkey. Glass slipper, my wallows is made from lion skin. King of the jungle ain't shit about me, humble. Rock a black panther hoodie, nigga, made from panther skin. I'm black on the outside and black within. The hood superhero, the motherfucking Don Dada. The Don Wilson, nigga, I do what I gotta. I'm a boss, I'm the Lucas Trout in front of my skin tone. I let the family start a fam of my own. A black Italiano, big pinky range from Sicily. I move like the dawn of the fam, it's officially. Wartime Starkey on some black Avengers. Shadow boxing with killers that move like ninjas.
You can't shoot us. Can't stop my reign to terrorize the power. Toastars, new king in his crime, y'all better cower. War, war under the Lucas. Bulletproof, just lanes, nigga, you can't shoot us. Can't stop my reign to terrorize the power. Toastars, new king in his crime, y'all better cower.
I'm prepared to go to war for the battle of supremacy. There's nothing now to remedy this decision. The only thing left is the loyalty of the family. Cause once we establish the power, they gon' turn sour and use everything in their power to shut us down. We've come too far to turn around, Tone. Got a new connect, Don Stone. Flew his private jet from Rome to talk business. He heard your crime saga poems, looking to invest millions. It's up to you, Tone. This move can make us both rich. Your crew is cocked and ready to rock steady. It's non-stop hustling flow. We're on casinos with Rizzo Tarantino. It's Wu Gambino for life. You know how we go until the last breath blow. Mi amigo.
I declare war. War is just a Lucas. Bulletproof jet planes, nigga, you can't shoot us. Can't stop my reign to terrorize the power. Showstars, new king in his crime, y'all better cower. War, war is just a Lucas. Bulletproof jet planes, nigga, you can't shoot us. Can't stop my reign to terrorize the power. Showstars, new king in his crime, y'all better cower.
Going into a
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk. Let's get it, let's go.
Record spin, I'm going in. I don't shoot to kill, I play to win. Stay catching up with the cutthroats. Cement chewing niggas, throw them off a tugboat. No flows, the body sinks to the bottom. Or left on the side of the road, smell rotten. The murders freeze, random killings. Ghost face killers, back attacking villains. Hanging from the ceiling. Golf all the motors, gangsta mentality. Black superhero with the immortality forever. Creeping in the blackness, ill night vision with the militant tactics. I glide through the air like a swarm of bees. See niggas real quick like a dog with fleas. Raw me, me body slumped in the street. Revenge is the spice of life, it's so sweet. Yo, pipe bombs blowing, they sold to Jesus. Don't need nothing but the puzzle glue for the pieces. Me cleaver, cut fingertips like rib tips. Home invasions, cars gone flip to Lucas lose. Pair cement shoes, toss in the ocean, pop into their brain holes. I won't lose, blood on my apron. Hawk tie them up while they try to escape and peep the visual. Tied them up in the visual, took their clothes off, season them like sausages. Let the piss out to eat them, that's the remedy. Attack, kill, bite off their extremity. Bloodbath, splash my name on the wall. Call a piece of delivery, leave a tip on the store. With an arm, leg, head, I'm coming for you all. Uh-huh.
humble killer bee. You as soft as a bumble, I don't crumble. I strike back hard with a vengeance. Attack through these killer words I spit in the sands. I'm a menace, the black card, can't crusader. The face of a ghost, I disappear in the vapors. You can murder my flesh and bone, soul's invincible. Revenge my death, payback's the main principle. Protect your neck when you move, I'll be lurking in the shadows. Stalks the gangster, nigga, I never lose battles. 10 bitches with a superhero logo on my chest. Big Gucci link, GFK on the crest. Icy arm for the eagle with the 8-carat ruby eyes. Piss on your motherfucking lawn while I'm super high. All black down, royalty purple and some ice chips. Two Glock 9s pointed at you in a height clip. Yo, yo, now I'm alone in the room and I just stare at the wall. Revenge my death, but I'm going through with flaws. My lost niggas, I miss them. This new power and wisdom got me thinking I made a whole lot of bad decisions. God knows I'm still to deal with. Should I kill her? Throw a fucking ass in a cage with a gorilla or let it live and treat her like scum of the earth. I got goons to feed and babies to birth. I'm the god now, plus I'm a super rich nigga. Do more health than harm, either way you figure. Should I protect and serve or conquer and destruction? Let the enterprise take over the force of production? Corruption, my mind changes unpredictable. I'm bulletproof now, back from the dead, I'm invincible.
Radio, real hip hop, real talk. You know who it is on the world, it's your boy GMS.
GMS.
And of course,
you got
we also
effect?
Got.
With my sound effect.
Which one? Oh, no, I got yours. Say your name.
Yo, what up, y'all? LR Blitzkrieg, you know what I'm saying? Boy, now.
LR Blitzkrieg.
No,
I didn't hook it up. I just have a thunderclap. Oh, you see what I did there?
That's it.
But yeah, now I need you to record your drop yourself
and
your voice. You need to say like LR Blitzkrieg or whatever and then hook it up. You know what I mean? I've been wanting to hook that up for a while, but you know, I don't want to do it myself and then you don't like it. If it sounds corny to you, it's your name. You know what I mean? So you got to hook it up.
That's kind of messed up, though, that we in, 37th episode and you got crazy GMS drops and I don't have
hey, man. Hey, man, I got my computer. I went in GarageBand and I made a drop. You got the same computer.
I'm just saying,
as me,
you
homie.
Know, it's empty in my radio, and you know, it's empty in my, and it's like GMS, and then there's Blitzkrieg.
I know, but I don't have a Blitzkrieg. I have a GMS. Shout out to PF Cutting because he hooked me up with that. Now, since we worked on this new mixtape, though, I have a dozen new drops that I haven't had time to edit them for the radio because I've been working on the mixtape. But I have Blitzkriegs from everybody, you know, and multiple MCMI, GMS, and Blitzkriegs together and stuff like that. So we're working on that. But for now, at least I got you with a hello, Blitzkrieg.
I guess I'll take what I can get. All right. What else, people? Friday night, we back in the building. MCMI Radio, MCMIReport.com, all day. You know,
hitting you with that new music. We do have some special guests on the way. We're going to be talking with Icon, the Mike King. Now, I believe he's from Philly, but he resides in Brooklyn right now. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's from Brooklyn and had moved to Philly and is now back. We're going to clear that up when he comes on the show. But we also have Mike Hands, an MC from Brooklyn as well. And we're going to be chopping it up, you know.
Boy,
so
no,
we're gonna play a couple more new joints. I don't know if you want to tell them what we listened to so far, or if you want me to run it down.
Yeah, tell them what you played. I don't know.
All right. Well, we started with Open Letter, and I don't know. A lot of people have been talking about that song. It seems controversial, but to me, I feel like not really. Like I don't know why they're. It's like a tabloid just trying to come up with something.
No,
let's make it controversial so people
controversial.
Talk about it. I don't know.
I'll tell you why it's controversial. I'll tell you why. Because first of all, like Republicans had initially just jumped on the fact that, you know, Jay-Z and Beyonce went on a trip to Cuba, which, again, you know, is something that has to be approved by, I believe, the Treasury Department. And they're saying that people are only supposed to go to Cuba if they're going for educational reasons or for, I guess, you know, political reasons or whatever. Whereas Jay-Z and Beyonce went there just to go on vacation. Now, the Republicans are making a big deal about this because they know that Jay-Z and Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, are, you know each other and speak and are, you know, somewhat friends. So they're trying to make it as, oh, well, you know, Obama is doing his black hip-hop friends political favors in getting them, you know, passes into Cuba and stuff like that.
Okay, now I understand it more. You explained it better than the news because I'm listening to them going,
That's not where the song came from. Now, they had made a big deal about it because, you know, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're, you know, music royalty in America. So now their faces are plastered all over the TV. You know, the Republican, left-wing people, whoever, are making a big deal about it. So then Jay-Z gets pissed off and he makes this song. Now, once the song comes out, the media jumps all over it and they try to dissect the lyrics to mean what they want it to mean, as people dissect the Bible or anything, you know, or anybody's political speech, and they don't understand hip-hop, they don't understand half the stuff that's coming out of Jay-Z's mouth, so it's like, in listening to it, they interpret it the way they want to interpret it, and they make bigger deals about lines than they actually are. Whereas, you know, Jay-Z's just, you know, being Jay-Z, and just he just made a song. He made a song, and, you know, like, just, you know, fuck y'all. And that's what it is. And, you know, we can talk about it more if you want. But.
No doubt. Because I was thinking, like, see how the blogosphere jumped all over, what was it, Kanye, he said something. He quoted Jay-Z and made a reference. He was making a double meaning, a metaphor, a pun. And then they all came out with, Kanye West, this is Jay-Z and his new song about the black suit and tie.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, he's not. I thought I did his reaching, trying to get something newsworthy. Let's talk about this. You know,
no, you're kind of rolling that one, G. Kind of rolling that one because it wasn't. I don't know what he said in the song, but I do know that Kanye was doing a show and he said, you know, Jay-Z's my boy, but I don't fuck with that suit and tie shit. He did say that.
I took it as he's saying, like, as a pun, like, Jay-Z's my boy because, you know, he got a song suit and tie, but I ain't with that suit and tie, meaning I'm not with the corporate suit and tie BS, but making a joke out of the fact that he has a song about it or that he wears suits, you know, kind of joking around, like, you know, Jay-Z. But he didn't mean he doesn't like ties. I don't like to wear ties and suits. He meant that suit and tie corporate stuff that sometimes – screws up the entertainment industry and the music business. But I didn't think he was taking a stab at Jay-Z. He was just kind of...
I think he was more taking a stab at Justin Timberlake. I don't know if he's necessarily... I don't think he'd ever taken a direct stab at Jay-Z. You know?
Right. And I felt like Jay-Z was just rolling his eyes, which, Kanye, like, yeah, people, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, I just dissed my best friend and my label partner and yeah, come on. They want to see people fight, you know. They want to see, oh, it's Dame Dash and Jay-Z all over again. No, it's not. There's a line, and I think that this is – Jay-Z is a rapper, and he talks slick. It's the art of hyperbole. It's bragging and boasting about stuff. He probably said some stuff that's not really 100%, you know. He made it seem like, yeah, yeah, you know, I got juice. Obama hooked me up. It's probably not true, but I see why the Republicans would jump all over that. I see.
Stop right there. Because that's the one thing that the media keeps pressing on. The line in the song where Jay-Z says,
they impeach?
What does he say? No. He says,
you're going to get me in trouble?
He says, you're getting too much bread. Then they try to jam you, boy from the hood, but got White House clearance. Right? Now, everybody in the media is saying, he just now said that the White House cleared me to go to Cuba. That's not what he said. He said, I'm a boy from the hood, but I can go to the White House. That's what he said.
He didn't say that.
I went to the White House, and Barack Obama said, here, Jay-Z, here's a
go to Cuba.
That's not what he said.
Exactly.
But that's how CNN and Fox is portraying it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is really crazy.
And the new headline I got. Okay.
In the next line, I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
He's saying politicians never did shit for me. So he's saying they didn't do it for me. Politicians never did nothing to me except lie to me, distort history. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he's saying they didn't do nothing for me. I got in the Cuba on my own. You know what I'm saying? I'm Jay-Z. I did it.
Right. I applied and got permission. I see. Well, anyway, that's what we opened it up with. And if you guys have an opinion, you want to shed some light, or maybe you know something that we don't know about this, that issue, call us up, 646-478-3599. We're going to ask Icon to Mike King and Mike Hands what they think about that later when they're on. But I also played a new, I don't know if it's new, Jean Grey special. Is that new?
It's pretty new.
You
I can't remember what project it's off, but it's pretty new. Yeah.
Word. Black Milk, Sunday's Best, Monday's Worst. I love that joint, and I'm more partial to Monday's Worst. Sunday's Best, the first joint is cool. It's just, oh, it's cool. We got a flow. But the second one with that that vocal sample, that joint gets me amped when it comes on, you know? That's interesting.
Yeah, those are the first
two-part song.
Those are the
and
first
then,
two joints he decided to put out just to get people ready because he's putting out quite a few projects this year.
Well, it worked. I'm ready. And it's interesting because he had two tempos on that record, and then the next joint, Ghostface and Adrian Young, I Declare War, featuring Master Killer, also changed tempos in the middle of the song. That's just coincidence. I didn't throw that on next because of that. It just, you know, I didn't realize that at the time, but it's kind of hot, you know.
Yeah, I
but,
think we got one more of those on deck, but that song is off of Ghostface has a new album coming out on the 16th called 12 Reasons to Die. And it's a concept album he did with that producer. What's his name? Andre Young?
Adrian
Young, yeah. He did this concept album with him that is about it's weird. It's like it's based on like he made his own spaghetti western story he gets killed and his soul like hunts down these 12 deadliest killers, and each song is like representing one of those kills or something like that. It's pretty crazy, but that has a special version that comes with two LPs and instrumentals and a comic book that has the whole story down, and it has a cassette by Apollo Brown that they call the brown tape instead of the purple tape. Has a bunch of stuff. If you want to know more about that, go to getondown.com. They have the limited edition orders for that. But so it seems like a pretty dope concept album and a pretty dope idea for people to start, you know, artists in general to start packaging their stuff with more than just music because, you know, the music people can basically just download anytime they want. So if you give them more, they have more incentive to, you know, actually go out and buy that.
Right. Actually, I misspoke. The I Declare War joint is not the one with a tempo change. It's the one I played after that. So I did play them both, which is the Sure Shot.
Okay.
And it says parts one and two. So that's what happened. But the drummer actually is live and just starts to slow down the beat and goes into part two. It's not even like a different track. It's pretty ill. So, you know, glad to hear new music coming from Wu-Tang. You know, I mean, Ghostface always held them down, but Master Killer's on that joint. And those joints are hot. And speaking of Wu-Tang, we're about to hit you with a couple more joints and then come back and talk with our special guests. This is Cash Still Rules. Torre is letting you know, and it's featuring Sky Zoo on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. We'll be back.
To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream. To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream.
Let it breathe.
Gotta let it breathe. Okay, cash rules
everything still. If you ain't got none, nigga, everything still. Cause money make the world go round and them girls go down in my town, nigga, everything real. You ever bank sale at your enemy, you're on Hydro and Hennessy? Cause you got word what it's finna be. Tend to see industry rule 4080. These indie niggas are shady and they ain't trying to pay me. Shit crazy. Astonishment when they got word of my impoverishment. Over that curve where revolvers bit on the shit. Philip had niggas try to screw you. It's all about the cash, man. That's word the guru. That's word you who will get free. Cause really ain't shit free till you armed in jihad. Let me school you. These streets to chew you up, spit you out, use you up, kick you out. Best to get your cash and be out. Real talk, my nigga. To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream. To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream.
Let it breathe. Flash jewels, how they mad, because we know the cash rules. Everything around me, yeah. One time, like, yeah. Singing songs for the paper, cause singing songs about paper was everything that we left with when we was all on our way up, and up has never been high. So really, how could you blame us when the everyday was 4, 5, 6 and elevators off of G-Rap? 4, 5, 6 and cash elevators. No, I keep a double line. Pay me out in double time. Hate it now, but love the time it takes for you to get it. And the time that's in between was your mistake for you neglecting. But it's cool. Everything is cool. Everything is kosher. And it'll stay that way as long as none of y'all don't ever owe us. Money grew like grass. But my building was too tall to get a view like that. I guess we moved right past. Then we grew up and we blew up. And then we moved right back. With black bags, scoop that up. Believe we moved like that. Not a blade is getting left. Made a way to get a check. Aware while y'all stare. So I get paid to be the best. Do remember.
To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream. To anyone that's ever had a dream, can realize it ain't everything it seems. Always remember one thing, cash rules everything around me, cream.
Let it breathe.
Focus on the surface, got my own glow. with its own purpose to work and play the corners like a mailbox. The way he hooked his cell, I staple in communities like 5 inch chain lock to be known. Stretch your legs, class of my own, and hands are grown to be up in violence, so leave them alone. I'm on my construction lineage, you'll go act top, and I'm dodging them razor masters from out in the sky. Just hear that CFL fam thing for life in a mall. Through my part of the hall, spark my heart, close in the dark. My team's a part of me, borderline retardedly infused. So all of my dudes will move on to counting me.
Black life, the only life I know. In my lane, the only way I go. Holy way I flow. See your money there, but I don't go. And holding on until I let go.
I ain't giving it up.
Black life, the only life I know. In my lane, the only way I go. Holy way I flow. See your money there, but I don't go. And holding on until I let go.
MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. 646-478-3599 are the numbers to dial. So, LR Blitzkrieg, that was the new joint. That was a new joint from Mike Hands. Not, you know, brand new, but it came out pretty recently, featuring Sean P. And we have Mike Hands in the building, so I'm going to bring him in right now. Yo, Mike, what up?
Salute. What's good, people? Blitz, what's the word, my dude?
What's up, brother?
Thanks for having the guard, man. I appreciate you 100%.
Man, thanks for coming up.
Well, appreciate the good music. Appreciate the good music.
Okay. That means a lot coming from dudes that I remember watching that tear down the knitting factory on Leonard back in the days and wait until I got my weight up so I could get in that little green room.
Yeah. And then it closed down.
I've been watching.
We shut it down, and now you got to do Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. You know Knitting Factory's in Brooklyn now, right?
Yeah, actually, I did a couple of shows there with Shabam Sadiq, Gat Martin, a couple other people.
Dope.
Nice. It's a nice venue, too. The new Knitting Factory is really nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Definitely nice.
Got the big Coyote Ugly window to the bar. You can see the whole show from the bar with the...
Word. Exactly.
So we've known you, you know, from doing hip hop, you know, from way back. I mean, I would say back then we're talking underground, but right now you've been exploding on the scene, no homo, with a bunch of great records and collabs with some pretty known cats, and you're getting your weight up for sure right now. That joint was featuring Sean Price. Why don't you tell us a little something about that?
Well, the crazy thing is, look for that. The record drop, you know, on the Say You Ain't No project, it was one of the final leaks for that project. So I guess, yeah, we did. It's fairly new still because it's still getting traction. We're about to do a video for it actually on Monday. We're going to shoot the final scenes with Sean, so that'll be done. And there'll actually be a visual to go along with the record. But, I mean, it was a natural progression type record. You know, after doing my original launch record with Rock, you know, the All I Know record, and then being on the road with Steel and Tech for a while, doing some outside business with Buckshot, it kind of was a natural progression to just go ahead and round it out with the entire boot camp, you know, present. So in order to really complete the cipher, this 213, you know, this year, I went on and locked down the Rusty Jux record. And then last night, I actually finished my record with Tech. So it's like now I'm comfortable. Now everything I felt I didn't get to do when they were really on top of their pivot, I feel like I was able to stop time and go back and do what I thought needed to be in my timeline. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Boot camp to death right there. That's dope.
Yeah. So, you know, the fact that I've been inducted, you know, Bucktown USA as well as boot camp was, you know, it was an honor for me being a Brooklyn MC. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
It's kind of funny.
You basically collabed with Helter Skelter, but not on the same song. You got one joint with Rock and one joint with Ruck.
Exactly. But here's the crazy part. It was either I was going to be part of boot camp, some way, shape, fashion, or form, or I was going to be one of the 12.
Uh-oh.
There's only two ways we was going to go for Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If not, then I was out the loop. So, you know what I mean? I'd go one way or the other.
I feel that. So, I mean, we definitely have room for some records to come out on MCMI Records. You know, some Mike Hands projects. We should talk about that behind the scenes, you know.
And on the play front.
There are definitely some seeds that have been planted going down that road. So, I'm excited about that, you know, 100%.
Yeah.
I'd be awesome. Because, again, for me, the music is the culture. It's not just, the genre. And there's certain people that are staples in the culture. And if you don't attach yourself or find yourself somewhere aligned with certain figures within a certain circle, then you're not really inducted into that circle.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm very, the whole Pyramid grind, the whole EOW grind, the whole Lyricist Lounge grind, the whole, George Washington Square Park grind, all the way back to Blitz, man. I found pictures from 91 talent shows, bro.
Yeah, man.
So,
we were all mad skinny.
We
like teenagers.
Extremely slim. But it was one of those things that if you don't pair up or at least align yourself with certain parts of a foundation, then there's no way that you're part of the structure, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
and that's always the goal for me. It was never about the monies and things like that. Like, I know we all have different skill sets. This is our culture. This is a part of our love. This is the passion. The skill sets is where the finances come from. Now, if we can pull finances out of the passion, so be it.
Right.
You're
a part of what you're describing with all that, with Lyricist Sounds, EOW, all these different locations. You're talking about the New York scene, New York hip-hop scene, the New York underground hip-hop scene. And a lot of times people will tell me, like, oh, you heard of my boy? He's an artist. His name is such and such, and he got this joint. He's in the underground New York. And I go, who? And they're telling me, and I'm like, did he have a different name before? I'm like, nah. And I'm like, I'm not trying to diss people when they tell me that, so I don't say nothing. But in my mind, I'm going like, okay, if he was big on the quote New York underground scene, we would have known it. He would have had to go through one of these places, Lyricist Lounge. He would have performed at Pyramid or SOBs, with certain, he would have been in certain battles or something that I would have heard of, that one of our people within our network of MCMI and everybody else that we're down with, you had to have done something with Poison Pen involved or something. You know what I mean? It's a New York underground scene.
Yeah. So, I used to tell people, you can tell me you're going to Great Adventures, and I'll believe you if that's what you're telling me you're doing. But if you can't tell me that you've passed the Molly Pitcher rest stop, then you're probably on the Golden State. You're not really on the turnpike headed to Great Adventures. Don't go over there, bro. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're not passing these certain places, the Kelly Porter, the Molly Pitcher, you're not passing me. It's not. I'm sad to tell you, you're lost.
Not. And we're not being elitist, because we're not trying to say, like, oh, you have to know us or whatever. But you should be known by Mozzie, by us, by you, by somebody on the scene, by Dan Castro that does these things.
Yeah.
Not because we're somebody big or important, but because we're out there every day. We're in this scene.
Well, let me make it even
There's
more
no
humble.
Way one of us will not see you if you're doing something in New York underground.
Let me get more humble. I spend way more time as a fan of that scene than I have as, quote-unquote, a notable within that scene. So how about I can say the same thing. If I haven't heard of you, and these are the only showcases I go to, these are the only performances I go to, these are the only venues I frequent, then something's wrong. And I collect these trading cards. You know what I mean? I would have had a you. So I'm not saying you're not moving. You might be doing 80 miles an hour, and I respect it. But if you're telling me you're going to Great Adventures and you haven't passed these things or these people, you're lost, dog. You're moving, but you're moving in the wrong
way.
That's a pretty great analogy. So, Mike, you got this project out now, right? Say You Ain't Know, the software.
Yes, sir.
Which is downloadable at AudioMac. Is there anywhere else that people can get it?
AudioMac. Salute Kevin Nottingham, Stupid Dope, and Hip Hop DX, and Two Dope Boys. Everybody's pretty much supported it, which has been a blessing for me.
Yeah, right.
It's all a new experience. So I'm crossing these streets for the first time. So I'm elated that they jumped on board. So that's a blessing. So it's pretty
Let me get my plug in there. Everybody who wants to check this out and any links to any videos or where they can download it, et cetera, and see the artwork can go to mcmireport.com because we have two of those songs up there. We have the joint that we played with Sean Price, and we have All I Know featuring Rock This Monster
yes,
and DJ Modesty.
Yes, sir. 100%.
You know? So just search that on MCMI, and all the links will be there, plus Twitters and all that stuff. So we all want to connect.
The MCMI. You know, I'm waiting until the first record we do, I got to use the MCMI. People call me Hands. I got to do that. Because when Glenn did it, I thought it was so dope. And it just felt like you were down at that point. So, yeah, I'm 100% MCMI, you know, oriented.
Exactly. Yeah, man, that'll definitely be hot.
And we need a drop from you, you know, for this show. So you can throw that in there, too, the MCMI. People call me Mike Hands. And then, you know, give us a MCMI radio drop, you know.
100%.
Now,
gotcha.
Now you're part of our history. So,
hey, Mike,
hold
on 1 second. This project is extensive. Like, you really went in. You got how many tracks? There's over 20 tracks, like 23 tracks. 23 tracks on this joint, man. And the amount of features that you got on here and the quality of the features that you got on here are pretty crazy. Like, you know, like we said, you got Rock, you got Mims, you got Lady Luck, you got Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, baby. That was you know what I mean? Like, for me, personally, in order to get the message across that I was going for when I committed to using so many features, which was the whole I Bought Hip Hop With Me concept that I've been pushing. And,
right.
You know, it was either going to be G-Rap, Rakim, or Kane. If it wasn't one of those three, then I still had a ton of work to do and a few people to meet, you know what I mean? So,
right.
The fact that I was able to land it, which was so surreal for me, when the verse actually came back and he called me to ask me if I was okay with it. Do you know how crazy that sounds? Like, am I okay with it? You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? Am I okay with it? But
yeah.
So humble, and like we had such a nice long set of conversations about just you know the most meaningful jewelry. You know, he's just dropping jewels left and right. And giving me pointers and really taking an interest in the conversation and the road that I was taking. So recently, after the record, I didn't get a chance to speak to him and let him know the reaction to the record because he was on the road in Japan and some other things. They came to New York. You know, he has the band. So they came to New York and they performed at the Blue Note. So I went to the show, and in the green room I got a chance to let him know, and that's all he could say was, now that's all I was after. And I told him, you know, thank you, people. So that's all I was after. That made me feel like, you know what, it was bigger than a feature, you know?
That's what's up, man. That's hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's
no doubt.
What it's about, man.
So, Mike, we're going to talk some more, but we just wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about the music and, you know, get the audience to understand why you're up on the show. And this is, like, this is talent that's out right now. If you want to support people doing it now. You named a bunch of veteran spitters, Lady Luck, Legends, Big Daddy Kane, but who's really doing it right now? Mike Hands. And if you never heard his stuff before, although you probably have if you listen to radio, you know, XM Sirius, stuff like that, because just based off of the songs you have out now, and if you haven't, go pick up the new project. I'm going to play that first joint. Featuring Rock This Monster. We're going to come back and then, you know, we're just going to build. You were talking a lot of deep stuff, skill sets, other things. You do more than just hip hop and more than just rap. So we're going to come back and talk about that. Cool?
Yes, sir.
But, and then we'll talk about that with Icon too, because you guys are, you don't know each other, but, you know, you both have a lot of interesting skill sets. So right now, this is Stay Giving It Up. I don't know. This is All I Know featuring Rock This Monster. And DJ Modesty, right?
Yes, sir.
And we didn't give you your recital crowd applause on the entrance because, you know, you just jumped out of the conversation.
Thank you.
MCMI Radio, we're in the house with Mike Haynes. This is All I Know featuring Rockness. Yeah.
MCMI.
Like we're bringing 88 back.
This is
all I know.
All I know is trying to move on the ass, making holes out of half, trying to make a way for the staff.
All I know.
All I know is trying to change within, change the place that I live, trying to feed the fans.
This is all I know.
All I know is now the game is hot, lots of lanes on the block, giving up the place to stop.
That's all I know.
Then I ain't trying to be afflicted or fall, and someone holding on, shaking and rolling.
They say, ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. With that in mind, stay from round them frauds. I lay down my law, clown, I draw line and ground on cross. A bop, bop, they go to sounds of war, simple as that, listen. I ain't been frontin', I shouldn't have to start slapping fraud. This ain't real, like a month after month. Not with all the flashing cross, slashing walls, the casket, all you faggot draw. Ain't no point guarding, giving the pass to y'all. That's sacking boy in the building, we can have a brawl, I have a ball. I've been crashing balls before I had a car. I'm about it and cashing balls, say I changed laughing y'all. Y'all can mix me with all that bullshit, pass it all. Back out the Macintosh, I call it the Tasha Mac. It's not a game or a computer, shit, and march it back. So hyper fans think I do blow, I'm not with that. I blow L's and guns though.
All I know is trying to move on the ass, making holes out of half, trying to make a way for the staff.
All I know.
All I know is trying to change within, change the place that I live, trying to feed the fans.
This is all I know.
All I know is now the game is hot, lots of lanes on the block, giving up the place to stop.
That's all I know.
Then I ain't trying to be afflicted or fall, and someone holding on, shaking and rolling.
Stormy
is sprung, his hands turn, homie to one. They got it hard for y'all to breathe, but he collapsed your lungs. Peep the pressures, oppressing the peace extra. Leaning on the gully is cool that I want extra. Your boy Brooklyn and he holding his own. About to come and drop snakes without Shay on the phone. Tell all them, copies and crows, daddy's home now, be easy. You got to witness Jesus walk without Jesus. Believe me, I'm that tight. What's left when I get right? Some airbags with blood on the chair while it is headlight. Now go and get your head together. The legs are stuck in the leathers. A 40 Kelly Beretta, dad, I'm trying to start a letter. Me and Rock on the block in the beast animal. Brownsville and Flatbush East, the game's animals. Up off the bench and in the game ever since. Until them jerseys and the rascals, the heart of the pit.
All I know.
All I know is trying to move on the ass, making holes out of half, trying to make a way for the staff.
All I know.
All I know is trying to change within, change the place that I live, trying to feed the fans.
This is all I know.
All I know is now the game is hot, lots of lanes on the block, giving up the place to stop.
That's all I know.
Then I ain't trying to be afflicted or fall, and someone holding on, shaking and rolling.
This is all I know.
All I know is trying to move on the ass, making holes out of half, trying to make a way for the staff.
All I know.
All I know is trying to change within, change the place that I live, trying to feed the fans.
This is all I know.
All I know is now the game is hot, lots of lanes on the block, giving up the place to stop.
That's all I know.
Then I ain't trying to be afflicted or fall, and someone holding on, shaking and rolling.
That's all I know.
MCMI, yes, we are back. But I have that first joint that set it off for Mike Haynes with Helter Skelter. That was the one with Rockness, right?
Yeah, that was the actually, it's ironic how that happened. That I had just started my relationship with Alter Beats, with Alter Prod over in France. That with DJ Modesty and been doing a lot of heavy production work with us, and that was a collabo that we kind of both thought would be really dope. And because I had just spent the prior year doing a lot of work with Rock, on his project, it was kind of an easy fit. I told him I needed it, and he came through and we worked it out.
Well, when you say work that you did with Rock on his project, I mean, a lot of people might say you mean you were rhyming on his albums or what, but what? Tell the people what other work you do, because I know that you're involved in film and fashion and you have a label and all that, but give them the specifics.
Well, I do, my background is in fashion, which is how me and Bliss actually met originally. We have artistic backgrounds, so we crossed paths in school. And then I ended up going into the fashion field as a day job. So, I designed, with Sean John, Cross Color, Coffin Eye, Azori, a few other brands, as an intern designer. And then I became a staff designer and then a head designer. And then I ended up becoming a head designer at Pepsi. So that and my graphic, abilities kind of helped me stay in the game in the meantime while I was getting my chops up, as far as being an artist. So I would try close to the game by either doing artwork for everyone. Most recently, I worked on the Triple F Life you know, Waka artwork. That was one of the more recent projects that I did work on as far as industry and label work goes.
Okay.
And then I've done, you know, web work and things of that nature for, you know, just a whole slew of individuals. So, you know, that graphic support, visual support, my marketing background, you know, I did A&R work over at Gangland for a while. So, you know, all of that are things that I lend to the people in my circle. And to help them, you know, complete the circular team behind them to get whatever they got going on going. So we kind of support each other that way. So that's kind of what I meant by working on Rock's project. I'm actually, you know.
So what were you working on with him? Like, were you doing promotion? Were you doing graphics?
Yeah, we did some draft. He has the Monster Mondays brand that he's been putting together, where he's putting out all of the he did 44 Monster Mondays every Monday for 44 weeks.
Right.
So
that was crazy.
Yeah, some of those he recorded, you know, at my studio. Or, like, there's been times that we've come in at the, like, Eddie Kane Jr., like, 5:30 in the morning, and he's at the house laying verses, and then we jump in a cab and shoot in the city to, like, Dan the Man and master and mix it so that it's out by 9.
Nice.
But you, sometimes you can't do that alone. You need people around you to keep the motivation going, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
We tried to feature a bunch of those. I think we put 3 or 4 up, but we couldn't get them up once every week for 44 weeks. That was a crazy project, man.
You know what's funny? The Monster Monday series is one of the series that actually helped bring me to the table as far as, I guess I would say on a pro level, meaning, you know, with blogs are paying attention. I think nature, I did a record with Rock called All Things Monster.
Right.
And that made it to the Monster Monday. And then there's a record I did with Rock called Watch What You Say. It was me, Rock, and Light from Bush Babies. And That made it onto Monster Monday as well. And then, of course, then there was the Shabam record. But they, you know, Rock has always kind of opened the door to show love. So anywhere I could help him, be it marketing or promotion or design work, I was always on deck for that.
Right. Sounds like you were able to use your skill sets to get your other passion of yourself as an artist in the door, and you know, all those things are going to help you. Of course, you got design on lock. You also film videos, right?
Yes, the video is the film company.
A lot of guys starting out, they have a problem trying to get other people to help them with their videos. That's one of the things you specialize in. So this gives you a leg up on your, you know, on your own career as an artist, I'm sure, as well as the graphic design and all that.
You run into a space in this game where it's either you're going to spend $1 million to play nice with a lot of people, or going to use that time that you would take to put $1 million together and read a book or something and try to enhance your personal skill set, which also opens up another revenue stream. Once you get enough to do it for yourself, you get enough to do it for somebody else.
Right.
Yeah, man. In this day and age, in the way that, you know, music industry is, you can't just do one thing. You know what I mean? You gotta have other talents in order to push yourself to where you want to be. And, you know, and even if you have somebody else doing those things for you, you want to be able to, you know, lead them in the direction that you want it to go. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a plus. And I always think that, you know, the greatest artists, the greatest musical artists are always talented in other fields of art, whether it be, you know, drawing or, you know, production, whatever it is. It's like an artistic person is an artistic person, and they can do many things, and they need to, you know, put that out there so that their careers can get to where they need them to be.
You know, across mediums, it really doesn't matter. I think every good writer, you know, is a good artist on some way if they decide to put pad to pen or so on and so forth. Or most people that are great with instruments are pretty good with color and arrangement. They probably are great with floral. You never know. But to me, if you're an artist, your weapon of choice doesn't really matter when it's about expressing yourself.
Yeah.
So empty track and a blank canvas are the same thing.
It all depends on what
you prefer.
It seems like you were smart in that you figured, I'm going to go into fields that I can make money, you know, and I can, you know, do good art in these other ways, and all the things that I'm going to be doing will also, now that I have those skills, will be helping me when I'm ready to launch my artist career. You know, so rather than like, oh, I'm going to go get a job at the post office to pay the bills or something, you know, and then I'll do my music. No, you're doing all things that are related to your music that
mm-hmm.
that are now helping you because you did that work for people in boot camps. So you made that connection or you understand how to do design work. So your own designs will come out hot. All that stuff, your engineering, you know, even though you might use an engineer like Blitz said in the studio, you have another professional there doing it, but you know what you're looking for in the mix because you've studied this as an artist and, you know, as a professional already. So that's kind of interesting. So you came to your art through your other skills and what you do to get bread, you know what I mean? To make
To go in your life, it is important. So for me, I got tired of people waiting on people or people waiting for me to have to justify myself to them before they feel that I'm worthy to help or worthy to work with. I just didn't think that was necessary when I know I lend my skill set to everybody. You understand what I mean? And rather than get mad because, truth be told, no one owed me anything. No one owes me anything. So people can have all right to behave and harbor themselves any way they want to. So I couldn't feel the way, but it did prompt me to say I can either sit on the end of the bench with a Game Boy while the game is going on, or I can study the playbook and watch every single play, study every single player, so when it's time for me to get on this floor,
right,
I have no intention of getting off.
Right. Well, sounds like it's working for you. The phone lines are lighting up. We're not ready to take callers yet, but we will in just a couple of minutes. Keep listening. Those of you, we see you. I see a couple of 718s. I see 2347, 813. I see you, 203. I think, is that Philly? I don't know. But, you know, we got you guys. I know you might have some questions or you might want to talk about what we've been talking about. We're on live with Mike Hands. We've been playing reruns the last 2 weeks. We played some past episodes that we thought, you know, were getting a lot of downloads or popular, and some people hadn't heard them, so we ran them again. But we're back live, GMS and LR Blitzkrieg, MCMI Radio.
Yeah.
If you'd like to call up and join in the conversation, 646-478-3599. You know, our motto, real hip-hop, real talk. I want to bring in our next guest. We're going to keep Mike Hands in the house, and we're going to talk about some issues and stuff in hip-hop later, but let's bring in Icon, the Mike King. He's, you know, an interesting dude. He's a really good MC, and he also has some other skill sets that we will be talking about. So you use that word. You got me into that now, Mike Hands. That was a great way to put it, you know. So let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Icon, the Mike King. Give it up.
What up? What's going on, Gene? How you doing, man?
We're chilling. We're doing good.
Right.
Great to have you on the show.
I've been really enjoying this conversation y'all been having with Mike Hands, man. It sounds like he has a great head on his shoulders. I enjoy the music, too, man.
Salute, Barry. Salute. I appreciate that. You know, we did our preliminary pleasantries on the email, too, so I appreciated that as well.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I've been sitting here listening to you, looked you up on LinkedIn. Like, we definitely have some common things we could talk about.
Probably say no more. That's what we're into.
Right.
Well, Icon, let's get the people to know a little bit about you because I've known you from being a Philly dude, and now you live in Brooklyn. So were you born in Brooklyn and moved out there or somewhere else that I don't even know, or are you originally from Philly?
No, I was born and raised mostly in Philadelphia. I just moved to Brooklyn like a year and a half ago, but my pops is from Uptown, so it's like I've always been in New York. I've always, like, been, people call me a Philly Yorker, like, you know what I mean? I've always been up here, so it wasn't much of a big deal when I moved. Everybody's like, oh, about time, you know what I mean?
Right. So when you were coming up on the underground hip-hop scene, were you basically part of the Philadelphia movement? Did you make trips to New York because your pops are living out here? Like, tell us a little bit about your experiences.
I mean, it was a combination of a few things, you know what I mean? Like, I was involved in the Philly scene. I went to Howard University, so I was involved in the D.C. scene. And then, obviously, I was pretty involved up here, too. And then I was just touring a lot. So, you know, I was kind of cross-pollinating in a lot of different scenes, if you will.
Right. So, Let's rock one of your joints. Tell us about this Art of War with Self.
That joint that's probably one of my favorite joints that I've done in that style, like the real dense lyricism, you know, matching complete sentences on the syllables. And I was just like, you know, really, really focused on literally that, the art of war with self, like the things you go through with yourself and your mind. You're just trying to, like, figure out who you are, where you're at in your world and all that type of stuff. And I had this really hard beat that Chum from the Demi guys gave to me. And I was just like, yeah, I'm going to just go in and black out on some MC stuff and, you know, just went from there. And that's the track that you got.
All right, cool. Let's listen to this, and we'll come back and you tell us more. And we'll continue this real hip-hop, real talk going on MCMI Radio, GMS, and LR Blitzkrieg. We got Mike Hands in the building. We got Icon, the Mike King. Call us up, 646-478-3599. We'll be taking your questions and comments in a little while. Stick with us right now, Art of War with Self.
There's a war going on inside. No thought is safe from transforming its orbit, absorbing, forming its makeup. Fashion master, the dragon, the door with formative bass drum. Rising seas and fire breathing, scorching a frame, shut the flame cut. Demrod's latest emotion, their end is logic pixelated in the veins of a ghost was casting shame on a shogun. Assassinated in a castle, naked, slain with his throat cut. Laid in his own blood, his butterflies cut a bars, raining a gold dust. The Shoshin power of a lotus flower, painting a cold run. A milestone skipping across oceans, carving time and space with a bold run. With floor motion, shortened eyes, eyes lower. The emperor drives his steed, his war denies his sheep. Right before the flying leap in the gaze of an omen. His weapon collides with speech, framed as an open to imperil the humans who died in me. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. Nothing matters unless you make it. Matter the mind makes the matter of fiction. A matter of fact, matter of fact. Read. Mind of a matter is a matter for the mind. In my mind, a matter of the animated life. I shine the shadow, matter scatter, the ball. A shadow made the thought, can't evade them all. Had to make it stop, math and science. Fall victim to mind and match the mind. My energy, I'll crash the hybrid beach. That action silence wings alchemy. It's talent, algebra. Trapped inside a grasp is my love and rap with guidance. Under glass and lightning bolts grow old and nurture nature. Tip off the iceberg and submerge the glacier. Ignoring the now, obsessed with the perfect later, absorbing the night, Irving, Dawson, the Howard, merging data, light bursts from different signatures, Katana sing the color blue, wonderful arts of sound, revealing other hues, some refusing obstructive views, that aligns like birds that clash with titans, strike when it's more fast, we're like, am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. I hold up heaven with my head and fix surf under my feet, growing roots, overrule my reins, upper retreat. The sun sets in western thought after rising east, the philosophy of a colorful scene. Stone Aretha, seeker's dichotomy, pain of path, extra small hopes to reach my hypotheses. And take words with typewriter teeth and secrets of Socrates. Even I can't trust my defeat when unresolved issues fly and smoke opium in the dojo. I'm open in the kimono, but self-sacrifice to crush the disease as my shadow dances in flames clutching the scene. Half the battle just tries to resist while the answer remains. Interrupted in my dreams, I rise to wish just to push a puppet to speak. Nothing constructive to me as I'm striving to win against the cancerous pain. I'm crying within while you're just living to die. I'm dying to live. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. None other than myself, unlike ever before. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war. Am I ready for war? Yes, I'm ready for war.
my radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're back. That was Art of War with Self from Icon to Mike King, who we have as one of our special guests live in studio today.
Yes, sir.
And you said that was produced by?
The Skrilla Gorilla of the Demigods. He works with, like, Apathy and dudes like that.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Demigods. So is that a new joint, or is it has it been out a while? Is it part of a certain project?
You know what? We did that, and I never actually put it out. Like, I was ending a bunch of shows with it, and, you know, obviously with the drum and bass part, like, people go crazy over that part. So it's been a, you know, something that's just been in the top that I never really put anywhere. So,
you're saying that's an MCMI exclusive?
Yeah, that's an exclusive for you.
Nice. Okay, you guys heard it here. So it's possible to come out in the future.
Yeah.
On a project.
No doubt.
So why don't you tell us about basically what other projects or, you know, features you've been on and things like that, if people want to check them out, look them up online,
yeah,
et cetera.
So,
what can they go to look for? Icon to Mike King.
Yeah, me and Chum did a record. You know, it's called Kool-Aid, C-O-L-A-I-D-E. If you just Google that, you can find it or whatever. And it's like a bunch of, like, you know, kind of up-tempo stuff that we did. And the record I just played you is, like, the antithesis of that, obviously. You know, it's, like, real dense, heavy lyricism, hard, dark beat. But we wanted to make, like, a really fun record. So we did, you know, two records, really. We put out one called Kool-Aid, and then we put out, like, all the joints that we didn't want to put on Kool-Aid, and we called it Flavor-Aid. Because I don't know if y'all are in New York, but Flavor-Aid was, like, the bootleg Kool-Aid. So we did that, and then that record had, like, Slug from Atmosphere on it, had my man Haz Low, and it had Elza from Slum Village on it. So both of those records is out there. I mean, obviously, I got a ton of other stuff that I've done. If you just search for me, you can easily find it. So
I think that we're on a record together. Are you on the E-Fam album?
Yeah, I'm on that
on
record.
Obligatory? Yeah, you were
on
Obligatory Posse Cut. It was just like 16 people on that. For those that don't know, it's a spoof record. It's a dope beat, and the rhymes are dope. But it's kind of like making fun of how everybody has a Posse Cut on their album with all their friends. E-Fam is a group with four people on it already. You got Tone Deaf, you got Pac FM. Who else on there? Session and Substantial. And then they did Obligatory Posse Cut, OPC, and they hollered at a whole bunch of us, all their fam. And we
had like
8 bars.
And Penn, PH, you guys.
Chameleon.
All types of people,
PH. Oh, man, go check that out if y'all want to hear something pretty funny. And it's a dope record. But, so I got my 8 on there. I know you got your 8 on.
Yeah.
I remember your verse. So, you know, you have a good delivery because it's memorable. You said something about, what would Icon say? Something like that. And that was a long time ago. But
we were all like making fun of like how other people were writing and everything. And I was like, yeah, everybody's writing a verse. Like, what would Icon say on this track? It was funny.
Word. So, what's interesting is we were talking to Mike and we were saying how, you know, that's kind of ill. He approached his artistry through his other skill sets, through what he got into as a professional, which is fashion and graphic design and production and engineering and videography, you know, stuff like that. Like, he's doing that for other people in the industry, and he's making a living like that while he's developing his songs and figuring out how he's going to come out as an artist. And now that's helping him as an artist to develop himself, to work on his own projects and all the connections he's made through that. And, you know,
absolutely.
I know that a lot of people don't know this about you, even if they're fans of Icon to Mike King's music. They don't realize that Mike King, that is your name, right? Mike King?
It is.
You're out there in the industry also doing this. Basically, you can tell the people a little bit more, but I know you do online marketing for a lot of really big companies, and you're like one of the top people out there. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, my situation is kind of backwards. You know, I kind of like, I was already doing marketing in my own music stuff and then kind of fell into digital marketing, you know, in the real world, I guess you would say.
And right now I run marketing and strategy for an internet marketing agency. And what we specifically do is called search engine optimization. So basically when people want to be number one on Google, they hit me up and we make it happen. And I've been doing this for like 7 years now. And you know, I've worked for huge brands like Ralph Lauren. I've worked for, you know, LG, like monitors and stuff like that. I've worked for Johnson & Johnson, like a ton of huge brands. And it's a lot of fun because, you know, I learn a lot from this that I can filter back into my rap career. So, like, for example, I was just talking to my dude, A-War, and he was like, how do I get, you know, the agency group or Windish or whoever it is, whatever booking agency he's trying to reach out to, like, get back to me? And I was like, well, you know, there's a lot of easy ways to do that that most, you know, music heads don't know about. So I told him what you should do is just make some sort of, like, demo reel or, like, some sort of video where you're directly talking to them and you're showing off who you are, you're showing off how packed your shows are, this, that, and the third, and then target them with, like, ads on LinkedIn and Facebook. So you can specifically put these things right in front of these people, and they'll see it, and they'll be like, who is this guy, and why don't we already know about him? And then they're more likely to get back to you. You know what I mean?
That's gems. You're dropping gems on the audience right now. A lot of artists are listening, and their minds are going to get blown. You guys, you got to pay for knowledge like this. You got a free one right there.
Yeah. And
continue,
my
man.
Everybody else is sitting there mailing their demo tapes in, sending emails to people at unsolicited and everything. If you do stuff through digital marketing, you know, you're going to get your stuff out there exactly who you want to get them to. So a lot of people are like, you know, how do I get on Two Dope Boys and Not Right and all this other stuff? I don't know if you guys noticed, but they have ads all throughout all those sites because they know that they get X amount of traffic, and that traffic is worth money to people. So I can easily go into Google AdWords and put one of my ads on their site for a lot less than they would most likely charge me directly. So that type of stuff, like, helps me out.
And they might not even respond to your email because they get 1,000 emails a day of people begging them to put their stuff up.
Exactly.
You
know how much, like,
so
I can do that right now. I can do that right now through Google, and it'll cost me, like, you know, anywhere between 25 cents to $5 a click. Now, I know if I contact them directly, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, I need X amount of G's up front. But I can do this myself without talking to anybody and put it up for as long as I want to. So knowing stuff like that is actually really helpful. Lets you like not have to navigate politics in certain situations, and you can go directly to the people you're trying to hit. So it's been really valuable for me to know this type of stuff for music.
But what's amazing is rather than you learning that because of your job and then using that to promote yourself as an artist, you learned that because you were an artist promoting yourself and putting your music out there and being independent. And all these things that you knew from, you know, doing that, you then turned into a career, like you said, working for Ralph Lauren, Johnson & Johnson. There's big money in this. So hip-hop and being an artist started you off in developing your skill set. I know you went to college and, you know, and also studied this stuff, but it's kind of interesting how you brought it full circle like that from the emceeing perspective, or not even emceeing, any artist, from anybody, you know, trying to come out as an artist and needing to understand these things and then taking that understanding and, you know, making it big in the other world, as we say.
I won't say the real world, but
the corporate world, you know.
Yeah, the other world. I'm sorry for saying the real world. I don't want to downplay what the music industry is. But, you know, I didn't go to school for marketing. I went to school for computer science. And I didn't really learn anything in school because I already knew how to program a computer. So what I do now really doesn't have that much to do with what I knew from school. And the funny thing is the key skill that I was able to bring over from music isn't just, you know, learning how to market myself, or how to market in general, fun marketing myself, but that being on stage actually helped me transcend a lot of things in this space too. So I spent a lot of time like traveling the world giving talks at conferences. And, you know, I always bring the performance element to the talks at conferences. Like, people really like to see me at conferences. and that helps me get more clients and so on and so forth. But, for example, I went to a marketing conference in July last year, and, you know, everybody else just gets up, they start giving their speech or what have you. I came out with a DJ, and we had, like, a kinetic typography video, like, behind me. I came out there, and I started rapping over the Mad Men theme music. I was dressed in a suit. I was, like, you know, on some straight-up Don Draper stuff, and I just, like, you know, blacked out with a verse real quick, and the lyrics are all up there, and they're like, what is happening right now? And then I get into my talk, and it was a lot of fun, you know? So
that's crazy, man. That's dope. So, I mean, this is why, like, people say we need to have a lot of funding for arts and schools. This is another example. Like, performing on stage gives you skills that help you in business. You know?
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Now you have a presence. You understand reading the audience. You understand charisma, showmanship, timing, not going on for too long and all this stuff, you know, besides just how to hold a mic if you're an MC, you know, how to project and all that, you know, but it could be with any kind of performance, whether you do poetry, theater, singing, whatever, you know. That gives you an advantage in the boardroom, not just on stage, you know.
Absolutely, and we actually just relaunched our website at my job, you know, this week. And today we actually had an interview with Tone Deaf. Like, he and I sat down and just talked about music and then music marketing. And because obviously he's a creative director at Nielsen, so he does web ads all day, and he's like really good at it. Like, people copy him and stuff. So we were sitting there talking about all this different stuff, and we were saying, like, you know, to get your music heard is like one of the hardest things in the world. And then when you actually have a marketing budget and you can easily place things in front of the right people, it's like, this is all you need me to do? Like, this is easy in comparison. You know what I mean? Like, they want me to give speeches on marketing. I don't have to make it rhyme. Like, it's incredibly easy after doing something as hard as, you know, making music and trying to put it out there.
And also as hard as holding an audience if you're an artist that's not known in that town, or, no, not if you're on your own tour, but if you're opening, or, you know, you're trying to present something and you've got to win the audience. You've got to convince them. You know your song is dope, but they don't know you. Now you have to present it. And once you can do that, you know you can convince anyone of anything anywhere.
Yeah, and I do a lot of pitching. Like, we'll come up with, like, a creative idea or something to that effect. Like, we have to convince somebody to work with us or convince them to do something. And it's so much easier than it would have been had I been, like, a kid that went to business school and, you know, had to go to class in suits and things of that nature. I never wear a suit. I come to the office in jeans and sneakers and a T-shirt. I'll go to, a meeting a little more dressed up than that. And I just have this attitude of a performer that, you know, sets me apart, allows me to stand out, and allows me to convey my ideas in a way where I'm, like, kind of fearless about it. It's like, look, I know this is good. I know I can explain it to you the right way, and I know we can do this. So there's a certain amount of confidence that you get from being a rapper that normal people in the business area just don't get. And, I mean, you might have seen, like, videos of Jay-Z in the boardroom where he's meeting with dudes. Like, it's just like that. He has that presence. He has that aura where they're like, you know, who is this guy? I mean, they don't say who is this guy, but I'm going to listen to this guy because he has that presence. And I think that's the same thing that I bring to the boardroom, and it works out really well.
Right. Cool. So let's take a couple of callers. I see a couple more people lighting up the boards. 570. We see you. We're going to get you on in just a second. But we have someone that called in that, you know, he's part of the station over here that we're on, which is called Six Man Radio. I see him, you know, on the check-in, lurking, you know. I think he wants to come in and speak to you. He's been listening to our conversation for a while, and, you know, we're going to bring him in right now. I hope he's paying attention. My brother from the plague, the bad seed, just say what up one time.
What's good, bro? What's good?
What's good, bro?
Tell me.
I see you listening to the show tonight, and what do you think about, you know, what we're talking about, the whole influence of your art and your skill set that you get from being an artist and how that works in other businesses and translates to
I definitely agree. I agree. I think it adds to the hustle mentality. You got to be able to know how to do that. You know, you have to be self-contained. You know, you can't rely on everybody to do everything for you. You know, that's why, like, the best, like homie said earlier, he said the best artists are the ones who can also produce and, you know, maybe act and, you know, all of these things come into play, and that's what makes a true artist. That's why when people, when you hear them say people, like no knock to niggas like Chief Keef or whatever, but when they say, yo, Chief Keef is this, that, and the third, it's like, wow, are you serious? Like, come on, man. Dude is a clown to me.
But
you feel me? But so I agree. I definitely agree. So salute to y'all, man. And yo, man, homie. What's homie name?
It's Icon the Mic King.
Icon the Mic King. Yo, salute to you, B. Yo, from listening, you sound very intelligent, man.
I appreciate that, man.
And you're going to go a long way, brother. Salute.
I appreciate that. Right back at you, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. So I appreciate
Oh, man.
Speaking of listening to that, he got a show on Saturdays. And what's coming up tomorrow, man?
Oh, before I even get into that, I got an announcement to make. I'm dropping my mixtape. It's called Stevie J Face. I'm dropping that on the 22nd of this month.
Nice.
You know, it's just a little 7 songs. I'm throwing it out real quick, but just in the meantime, while I'm working on my last album, Choreography. So I'm throwing that out there real quick for y'all. Choreography, because my name is Corey, for y'all that don't know. You know, this is,
nice.
This is it.
That's
so,
hot.
You know, we're going to go out
That's
with a shebang bang. All right. So
first
for tomorrow.
Stevie J Face.
Yeah, Stevie J Face, April 22nd, which is also the same day Love & Hip Hop Atlanta come on.
Marketing promotion.
Come on, Steve.
Here we go. That's how we do it. Steve is great with that.
Yeah, man.
So what's good, man? Six Man Radio tomorrow.
Six Man Radio, yo. We definitely in the building. We are the home of adult contemporary hip hop and grown and sexy R&B. If y'all don't know, every Saturday night, 7:30 to 9:30, and tomorrow night we have, basically, when it comes to making beats, God, DJ Premier,
nice.
In the building tomorrow
Primo.
Night. 7:30.
Yes,
Primo is in the building, B. So, you know, y'all
definitely.
Make sure y'all tune in for that. It's pre-recorded.
Yep.
I'm going to let y'all know now it's pre-recorded. Primo talked for like an hour. I asked Primo one question, and Primo went in for like 20 minutes. You know,
I know it's
saying?
All gems, though.
Yeah, all gems.
Tomorrow.
All,
are you
going to
play
gems.
Some music produced by him on the show?
Man,
that's all we're playing.
That's all we playing all night. Everything that you hear tomorrow night will be Primo. Except
nice.
I must play that new Jay-Z record. I must play
Open Letter,
I must play Open Letter. Even though Primo ain't do it, it kind of pissed me off that Jay dropped that shit yesterday because I'm like, damn, I got to play it, man. I got to play it now, man.
Yeah, we played it at the top of the show.
Oh, man, yo, that record is
you
so crazy.
You talk about it and everything, yeah.
It's so crazy. Damn, yo, that nigga Hov, nobody fucking with Hov. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I don't care what anybody says. There's really no debate. That's it, B. That's it. That's it. Like I'm so sick of this nigga being so nice, B. That nigga's nice. That's
this
it.
Is why me and Bad C was born the same day, because me and him usually agree on shit. Just saying.
Wait, we don't agree this time?
Because I said that's why we born the same day, because for the most part, we always agree on shit.
You do agree on this, okay.
Yeah,
cool,
all right, yeah. Because I was just checking, like, yo, we don't agree this time? Word up. Because it's wild, because people that I know that are Jay-Z fans, they're like, yo, I don't know. I'm like, nigga, do you listen to that? Are you listening? If you don't like that record, you don't pay attention to politics. You don't read the paper. You expect this nigga to just be dissing Lil Wayne or like, nigga, you like, dude is talking boss shit. Like, you really gotta know what he talking about, bitch. You know what
and
I mean?
And he always has to elevate it. Like every time he comes out with something else, it's like I got to top what I said about that was crazy boss shit on the last joint. So, you know, now he's in the presidential and going to Cuba and all that. He had to. So where do you go from, you know, the Nets and all the other stuff he's done and, you know, marrying Beyonce and all that. So, you know, he managed to actually pull another one out the hat and trump himself again.
But the craziest part about that whole thing, though, to me, is this is why ain't nobody fucking with Jay-Z, all right? This nigga is not supposed to go to Cuba. Nobody is. This nigga went to Cuba, him and his wife, right? And probably brought the baby, too. Everybody went to Cuba.
Like,
yo, I seen the picture.
About
yo, bust it. I seen the picture of them in Cuba with him with the mob hat on and his mom's walking behind him and B. I seen it. Right? So check it out. They all go to Cuba. You got to get White House clearance. They ain't get that. Apparently. The shit was so crazy. They had to make the same day. They had to make a fucking White House press conference saying, nah, man, he ain't getting no clearance. So then why Hov say it then? Why Hov say, Obama said, chill, you go give me your peace.
Right.
You don't need it anyway.
He had an idea on that.
Ooh-wee. Bro, that nigga, nobody could say that, though. No, there's not a rapper on the planet Earth that can say that lyric. That's why nobody's fucking with him, B.
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's wild because, like most of the time we say, you know, ill lines or whatever, but it's complete hyperbole. It's something you created.
Right.
Jay-Z
right.
can say an ill line like that, and it's true.
It's fact. You know what I'm saying? That's not even no dick riding shit. That's some I love hip-hop, and I love the truth. So you put the two together, there it is, man. There it
no
is.
Doubt.
I can't even, man, listen, that's it. And him over Primo, oh, man. Primo tomorrow night, 6-band radio, 7:30 to 9:30. Primo, yo, Primo told so many wild stories, B. I'm trying to tell you, bro. You want to tune in, yo. He told a story. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek real quick of what he said, yo. This nigga said, he gave a story about Kicking the Door. I asked him, I said, yo, what's your favorite record between Kicking the Door, So Ghetto, and Represent? And he said, Kicking the Door. He said, Kicking the Door, because that was such an emotional time. That whole shit was emotional. They was beefing with Bad Boy on the phone. Yo, it was crazy. Y'all got to check this out tomorrow, 7:30, 9:30. 6-Man Radio, same bat station, baby.
We'll be there.
Word up.
No doubt, I'm going to throw that up on my Facebook, too, for people that are in my circles.
Salute to y'all, man. And I'm going to go back in the background, finish checking y'all out, man. Y'all was doing y'all thing, man. You know, we put one in the air. I'm just chilling, man. I love what y'all do. I'm a fan of all y'all.
You're looking.
I'm a fan of all y'all stinking asses. All y'all. Word up.
No doubt.
6-Man Radio. Yo, y'all make sure y'all check out Stevie J Face is dropping April 22nd. Man.
Got it.
All right.
That's the bad seed.
We out of here,
yes,
y'all.
Sir.
Word up.
No doubt. Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We still in the house with Mike Hands.
Yes, sir.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about the Jay-Z song a lot. You know, I don't know if we really want to beat it to death, but this is a busy week for controversial rappers. And when Seed said nobody else could say that about the White House, you know, the first person to brag about the White House was LL because he said he had the presidential Rolex. And I think he was the first MC or rapper invited to the White House, but I could be wrong. Could have been Eazy-E, but I think it was LL first. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's a different relationship that Jay got.
Yeah, he didn't have it like Jay, no. But,
yeah,
you know, he was the first one to try to brag, but he can't say what
Jay
can say at all.
Not at all, because, I mean, like, at the end of the day, like I said, when anytime the president, you know, Bush, Reagan, Clinton, none of them had ever worked out to LL Records. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably didn't like him. They're just like, he's a celebrity, I'll invite him.
We dealt with him, but we didn't like him.
Yeah. trying to get the black vote or whatever.
But yeah, with that LL thing, let's talk about that. Have you guys heard this accident for racist?
No, I have not.
I saw something about it. I don't know the whole context.
Well, he did a song with this, I can't remember the guy's name, country singer, and the song is called Accidental Racist. And it's basically them going back and forth talking about, you know, hey, I'm not a racist for this reason, and I'm not a racist for that reason. Just because I'm from the country and I rock a Confederate flag T-shirt, I'm not a racist. And, you know, and LL is on the song defending him, defending this country guy, or giving credibility to what he's saying.
Right.
You know, because he's like, I wear this shirt because, you know, I'm from the South, and this is what we do in the South. We wear, you know, this flag.
Dude's name is Brad Paisley, for those who want
to,
you know,
yeah,
check
which
it out.
To me is fucking ridiculous. But the line that got most people upset is when LL says, if you forgive my gold chain, I'll forgive the iron chain.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Right, that's one.
Yeah.
And another one I know that is a heated line, because there's more than one thing here. He also said, if you can understand my, I'll understand your T-shirt, you know, with the red flag, if you'll overlook my do-rag, right? Now, the red flag stands for murder, rape, slavery, and seceding from the Union and death, and the do-rag does not symbolize something bad like that. You know what I mean? In that, on that level. So people are like, come on, you're going to trade that for, like, the do-rag is offensive to white people or something. But what he tried to defend himself and explain, I think he went on Leno, he was saying, like, okay, I'm not saying the two are comparable, but they're both things that the other side wouldn't understand. Like, there are young kids in the South that don't understand the full implication of the flag, and they rock it thinking it's cool, whatever, and they also don't understand the meaning, or, you know, they don't understand black people wearing do-rags, and it might scare them, or they don't understand that, or whatever. So you have to put yourself in other people's shoes. You have to try to understand and get the dialogue going. You know, that was basically his thing was, hey, the song wasn't perfect, but it got you guys talking about these important issues. So my job is done, you know. That's LL's defense.
Salute LL's publicist for that. That was a great response. Do I believe it? No, I don't. I think that LL is a grown-ass man, and with that said, he has more than enough understanding of the control of that pen that he waves. You understand what I mean? And if you're going to touch on a subject that's so volatile, I expected him to be a little bit more surgical with what he chose to say.
Yeah,
you can't just,
I agree with that.
You can't just say, I'm getting the dialogue rolling. You have to say, I did something to make the other side
understand.
Why what they're doing is wrong.
Yeah,
I think that's the same
thing.
Like
enough spotlight on it to bring it to the table, to dissect it and get it down to a point of finding out where and why it is wrong. But you can't do it unconclusively. It can't just be, I'm going to say something like gold chains and iron chains, and I don't have a hell of a metaphor to come behind that to justify where the hell I just came from.
And I agree with you. I think it's the same as when Nas named his album Nigger. It's like he just opened the door for the conversation, but he didn't bring a conclusion.
You didn't say anything good for our side of the conversation.
Baby guard against the stairs. You know what I mean? Like, he opened the door but forgot to put that little gate across the top of the stairs. So he ran out, you know, fell down the stairs.
Right. Like, so, you know, props for starting the conversation, but your part of it or what you said was kind of whack. That's basically my opinion. But, you know, okay, so now I'm looking up the lyrics to find out exactly what they say, so I'm not just going by what I heard, you know. So I'm going to read it and get into it. That part's good.
If you forgive my gold chains, I'll forgive the iron chains.
I'm done.
That exact quote. Yeah, that's a big one right there. That you know.
That's done. There's nothing to do with
so
that.
So if my fashion sense offends you, and you let that slide, I'll let all that slavery go.
Yeah, exactly. my greater grandparents are good. Don't worry about it.
Yo, and also on another note that also is related to this, Rick Ross released a statement saying that he don't condone slavery, and that the streets don't condone that, and that the word racist was never used.
He's
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, it's funny because LL's verse starts with, "Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood."
I don't think he, you know, the hood isn't the same place that LL lived. I don't even think he realized that no more.
Right.
It ain't the same hood, bro. Like,
right.
You know, he's been out of the hood so long.
Right.
Nothing is reminiscent of the hood about LL at this point.
Right.
Nothing. Except his older records.
Wow.
Like, etching isn't something that we know about in the hood, you know?
Yeah. This is crazy. I'm looking at the lyrics now because at first I was like, wait a minute. He didn't really say that. He said, "Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's March turned the South into firewood," et cetera. But then later I see he actually in a chorus. This is the part with that Blitz quote. Listen to this. "I'm just a white man." You know, they're trading back and forth their bars. So the guy's saying, "I'm just a white man. If you don't judge," and then LL says, "If you don't judge my do-rag," and then the white guy says, Pratt Paisley, "coming to you from the Southland," and then LL says, "I won't judge your red flag. So if you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. Trying to understand what it's like not to be, I'm proud of where I'm from. If you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains." Not even forgive, forget. And I'll just forget that happened as long as you don't get mad that I rock a lot of gold. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I
hate that record.
You needed a rewrite on that one.
I hate that record. I've never heard it, but I hate it.
Oh, the song is horrible. It's not a hip-hop song, so you're not going to like it. The beat, everything, the music, to me it sounds terrible. Now, some songs might be able to cross over. Oh, I could feel the soul in that, but I hate the music. It's whack. His rhyme is whack. He raps really horribly on it. Like, his actual delivery and timing sucks. It's not just, like, what he's saying is questionable or you know, not ethical or whatever. It's like he also sucks at the way he says it. It's not entertaining. It's a horrible rap.
Yeah.
It sounds off. I don't know where he's coming from with that. So he needs
to release a really good
record right away to prove that he can still rap or he's done. His career is done just on the strength that he couldn't rap. He sucked.
GMS asked me to load it up, and I refused. That's how bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't get that one involved.
I'm glad you did it because the problem is there's like three verses of this country song, and then LL raps after at the minute 2 minutes and 75 seconds LL starts rapping. So we're not going to go through listening to that whole song. It's too long. I wish there was a snippet of a couple of lines that we could pull out, but we've read it too. You guys get the picture. You know. So we got a caller on the line. I want to bring him on. He's a Mike Hands fan. He wants to holler. I don't know if he has any, you know, points about these issues or if he just wants to say what up. But he's from the 570. Let's bring him on in. What's good? You're on the line. Jerry.
What's good, man? I just want to put a shout out to Mike Hands and my man John Dog Dirty Cougar. They official. I have to say, I love hip-hop. I love rap. That's my music is my passion, man. And I have to say, when I hooked up, somebody put me onto them, and I heard some of their raps and shit, some of their verses. That shit was fire. But I want to put a shout out to them and tell them that they're doing right and keep their heads up and keep going down the right track. And can I put something else on the air right now to promote something down here out of here in Scranton?
Where are you in Scranton? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think?
We're having a little show down here, probably about the end of May, beginning of June. It's at the Castle in Scranton on Main Ave. If you need any more information, my phone number is 570-507-0771. Any information you guys need, just call that number, and you'll speak to me directly.
That's kind of gangster right there. We get thousands of downloads, bro. Hope, you know, you don't get flooded with the calls. But if you do, that's good, I guess, for your event.
Yeah, we trying to get do the barcode thing going on. So just to get a couple of the locals' names out there, we're going to have an open mic and all that and try to get some locals out there. We're going to have some other local rappers that are going to be on shows, but we're going to have an open mic for people that just want to jump on stage and spit a couple verses or something.
I got you.
To some beats.
Now, you said...
And,
You said Scranton? Is that where the show The Office takes place? Is that what you're talking about?
It's where the show's supposed to be broadcast.
In the plot, right? It's not where they really film it. Probably,
but it's,
right?
Yeah, it's not really here. They just showed it downtown near the Steamtown Mall and all that.
Cool. But I've been through Scranton because I took some trips around to look at some Underground Railroad historical sites and houses that were used by Harriet Tubman, and I passed through Scranton on that journey, and I also passed through on the way to Canada when I was driving. I was like, actual Scranton, cool spot, you know, a little town.
Yeah, it's good. It's a big city. There's a lot of people that are over top of each other, so there's a lot of people. So that there's all kind of different kind of races, you know what I mean? Trying to get all kind of diversities around and trying to get a little bit of everybody's name out there, and you know.
No doubt.
So just trying to get a few names out here. Hopefully, I can try to finish talking to Mike Hands after the show later and talk to him and get him more information. Trying to get him to come down here and see what's up with him.
While we're on that topic, Mike, Jerry, good looking. I'm
Jerry,
let you go.
Salute,
I'm glad
baby.
You got
good looking
the
on the call.
Joint.
You already know.
I'm going to ask Mike to give his info. If people want to holler at you, you know, what's your preference? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? How do they follow?
I like them all. I frequent them all. I was listening to what the Mike King said, and it's about, you know, the whole search engine optimization and just social network optimization. So you have to have all those windows up, have a tweet deck or something going on where you can handle all of your social networking, because everybody's preferences are different. I have a lot of friends on Facebook that don't tweet at all, you know. So on Twitter, it's at Mike Handler, MICHANDLER. On Instagram, it's at Mike Hands, MICHANDZ. On Facebook, / Mike Hands. On Tumblr, MikeHands.tumblr.com. The label site is Them Recordings, which I haven't even gotten a chance to get into, but it's themrecordings.com. And then the artist site is MikeHands.com.
No doubt. So, we're going to get into some more Mike Hands and Icon the Mike King music. And I also, just to let the listener know, I have a whole bunch in the crate right now, some Suave Seva, some Billy Dan, some Ken Ox, LP, Killer Mike, Carter Now, some Lil Fame joints produced by Marco Polo, new joint, Pusha T, R.A. the Rugged Man. We're going to go in a minute, some Torre, but we're definitely going to rock a bunch of Mike Hands and Icon the Mike King music, because there's some more bangers that we got loaded up. Before we get into that, we can still come back and chat a little towards the end of the show. But before we go into this music mix, Icon, why don't you hit them with, while people are on that mode, where they can catch you, you know, your links and your Twitters and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm only leave you with two. You know, you can hit me on Twitter. It's Icon the Mike King. It's not spelled crazy. It's ICONTHEMICKING. And, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people want to learn a lot more about marketing. You should come to my company site. We have a ton of stuff on our blog where you can learn more. It's iacquire.com. That's IACQUIRE.com. And there's all types of content there. You can reach me there as well. So that's all I got.
No doubt. Good looking. So we're going to go into this joint, Serenade. It's Mike Hands featuring Lee Majors. I want to hear this. For those that don't know, Lee Majors from the Bush Babies, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And there's a famous line they said, everybody knows it. It's like this, y'all. It's like that, y'all. I represent for hip-hop, but not for rap, y'all. That's the Bush Babies joint right there. So you
salute.
Rocking this joint, Serenade, with him. So salute to him. And who produced this joint, Mike?
It was produced by Crazy DJ Bizarro from the Beat Miners. And just to put it out there, by the grace of God, the Most High, it's been in the top 40 on college radio for the last 6 weeks. It just hit number one in 6 cities in the last 2 days. So, you know,
nice. Congrats, man.
But everybody that's been involved with the record and behind the record and Blackfish and you know, the whole Dem Recordings team, my partner Innocent, everybody that just helped push this record.
No doubt. So we're going to get into that and some more music from Icon as well. You can still call us up. If we have time, we'll try to squeeze in a couple more phone calls. We're not ending at 2 hours like we have done in the past. We actually have 3 hours of time. We have blown up, you know, Blog Talk Radio so much with the amount of downloads. I believe we're at 500,000 right now, listeners, that they just gave us an extra hour. We didn't have to, like, buy time or anything. They're just like, we could go for 3 hours, you know. So our show, we have an option. So we're not going to go for 3 hours, but we can pass 2 hours and not be like, oh, we went off the air, you know. So we're going to ride out, like, a good another 20, 30 minutes of music. If you want to call us up, 646-478-3599. Let's get into this.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC in my radio Friday. My name is Destroy. You tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father. This situation, this MCMI radio, holds them down. Alright, hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming, Destroy, peace.
Sitting in my window watching time go by. I want a legend, me, I please to the sky. The sky, now why? Now I'm out here serenading the streets. She got me out here serenading the streets. She doesn't get me, and I don't know why. I guess she gets it, and I still ask why. Why? Now
I'm
out here serenading the streets.
She got me out here serenading the streets. Here go, I said, black girl, sickle cell curve. Ordered more wine, baby, calm your nerves. Okay. You ain't gotta be the loudest open mouth at the steakhouse. Check please, yes, we need to order more takeout. Okay. Fights break out, nothing in particular. She too independent for this loving that I'm giving her. Being self-sustained, the strength that's hot. But let a man be your man and stop grabbing your crotch, I mean. No reasons, no reason for her seeing you despite Spielberg, Scorsese in the same jail. Drama, she a hard act to follow. I hope this period could have turned into a comma, but the comma bonds must come on. Like the rain must fall, like the pain must consume us all. When death do us part, turns into the death of us, and all that's left is space and stuff. On some grown man shit.
Sitting at my window watching time go by. I want a legend, me, I'm pleased to the sky. The sky, now why? Now I'm out here serenading the street. She got me out here serenading the street. She doesn't get me, and I don't know why. Does she get it, and I still ask why. Why? Now why? Now I'm out here serenading the street. She got me out here serenading the street.
Show it up. Hey, ma, how you? You're with the trouble is. Why is it us walking together is where the stumble is? I understand the circumstances of your past life. All the disappointments and pressures of being dude's wife. I'm empathetic to you needing to change. Trying to grow, needing to know that you could loosen the rein. But there's no parallel to pleasures and pains. And the status only matters when there's losses and gains. But there's no charge here, just my queen of hearts. We're living this together, no matter how these accounts clear. See, I'm a man pursuing making it work. So you murder a pantsuit, I love you more in a skirt. I know I got my shit with me and my bullshit ways. Almost days, I'm just trying to keep my me okay. I know you trying the best to do the same, but it's me. And I ain't nothing like you clown ass lame. I'm something serious, this grown man changed and I live. No longer curious, the game's on change.
Sitting in my window watching time go by. I wanna let you meet, I bleed to the sky. The sky, now why? Now I'm out here serenading the street. She got me out here serenading the street. She doesn't get me and I don't know why. I guess she gives it and I still ask why. Why? Now why? Now I'm out here serenading the street. She got me out here serenading the street.
Yeah, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're up here with Mike Hands and Icon the Mike King. Call us up, 646-478-3599.
So good at this. Yeah, yo. I keep my fitted hat low, beard trim with a sharp blade. Couldn't play me if we were twins in an arcade. I get your girl free through my speech like a Mark Twain. Excuse my French when I say that I'm fucking perfect. Perfect, if it's lost in translation, Michael Floss, like I'm endorsing a brand. I'm mad famous like a boss, headed up to the stars with brand statements. Stick to the rap basics, give me my applause, I'll wait. I'm Leisure Suit Larry David, very hated because I'm clearly favored over you. And more than me and what you hope to be, but won't grow to see you know it's true. Damn. I'm the new vocal, you were too old school to teach a role to me, fam. Come again, you can't stomach it, cause I'm running shit like Crohn's disease, yeah. Mike King is in your universe, I assume it hurts. You can watch my steps and never see me like Google Earth. You lose a turn, I never said true words, I'm so good at this. My songs don't come with a dance, you gotta bring your own. If you come to my party, don't bring Patron. Please no, bring some vino, Pinot Noir. We so mature, we open the tour, we open doors, built the boy to be. And I'm so self-centered, that's the royal we. Here, here, let me propose a toast. The one-liners that stick like post-it notes. They still call it arrogance, like it's so wrong. Man, quiet confidence only gets so far. I ain't going back and forth like the kid Focal. I just shine over your head like a disco ball. Aloha, haters, I know the secret delight. It's keeping Mr. King from sticking D to your wife. Cause when you hit, it's always over, all expedient light. When I hit, I leave an imprint like meteorites. I'm so good at this.
I'm so
good. The question is still, what am I good at? Everything. Everything you're good at, and everything you're not.
Many things change.
Many things. Not everything.
This is a DJ D New exclusive. Shoot again. Shot.
Thank you for coming out.
God bless.
Good night. I mean, you did alright, right?
Look, you looking good.
I see you in the hood. Brand new Chevrolet. Getting sexy looks from 10-24.
Fuck on shit.
I mean, kids, you get it big. Start giving up.
Right.
But thank you for coming out.
God bless.
Good night. I mean, you did it big. Start giving up.
Right.
Thank you for coming out.
God bless.
Good night. Way to trap it down.
That are sitting in the pit in your stomach like the pastor man. Who wanna ask the man?
How do you do what you're doing? Why do you do what you're doing?
Cause that's the plan.
Nigga.
Saratoga, we stay down.
Nigga.
That's why they calling me Gates now.
Yo.
This money coming rolls in waves. I ain't trading this cat lap for a make back like Dave. I'm chilling. I'm living like a hood nigga living when he's living. The heavy shit on my hips for the tripping. Don't get it twisted. Your noun is different than ground to build. This sound is real. I mean, come on, you know the deal. When the pockets is filled, the poppers is ill. Stop or get pill. Cold as ice with an extra chill.
Come on.
Hey, thank you for coming out.
God bless.
And good night. I mean, you did alright, right?
Looking good.
I see you in the hood. Brand new Chevrolet. Getting sexy looks from 10-24.
Don't go shit.
I mean, kids, you get it big. Start giving up.
Right.
But thank you for coming out.
God bless.
And good night. I mean, you did it big. Start giving up.
Right.
Thank you for coming out.
God bless. And
good night.
Who are you?
You and your empire's about to be overthrown. You never bang. Your heart pumps tang. My niggas is real. Down to their chromosomes. Ready for war. Standing in full metal jackets with ratchets that'll silence the racket. Y'all faggots can't hack it. So y'all niggas telling's a habit. I specialize in ducking the dragon. And y'all ain't been back yet. Ain't nothing soft, homie. I go hard. Smooth criminal without the bleach of the nose guard. No need no permission to bow guard. They say you shouldn't be a bully. I'm like, why? Work for me so far. That's all I know, understood?
Yeah.
Drugs, money, sex, and violence, I'm from the hood. Now I can get my act together and be something, but anything other than this, I'll be frontin'.
Let me be me, not the average rapper.
A lot of y'all talk smack when I'm gone, but show me teeth and give me dap when I'm home. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back, yeah.
All my haters.
Yup, the heat box monsters back. Strategies mapped out. I'm ready to launch attack.
Get em.
That dude Sever will bring it to whoever. It's a new era. I'm leaving your star intact.
You get rid of you.
Eat it. Man, I show you how a killer do.
Word.
Song sound bomb, you'll get murked with an interlude. You never murked. Heard an iller dude.
Nah.
I stomp your whole setup. Feel like I'm wearing a Godzilla suit. Sparking flame, my heart's a game.
Yeah.
For rappers scared, I take all the blame.
Blame me.
I'm part insane.
I'm insane.
The usher of harm and pain.
Yeah.
You bear arms but can't lift them like John McCain.
Obama.
I can't afford to have a tarnished name. Defend with bullets, darts, grenades.
Uh-huh.
Freshly sharpened blades.
Yeah.
Best record, most target slayed. Metaphor for days, better all part in ways.
One.
Let me be me, not the average rapper.
A lot of y'all talk smack when I'm gone, but show me teeth and give me dap when I'm home. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back, but then they smile in my face, yo. They talk behind my back.
All my haters.
Yep, that CV MC's here. The most hated, slept on, envy, feared.
Yeah.
Got a dangerous mind, but love displaying my mic, cause I ain't lost a fight in 20 years.
It ain't a game.
Yeah, you can blame it on my training.
Word.
A strike with the right will send you right to the payment.
Yeah.
Better watch what you're saying.
Watch it.
Act tough and get your jaw wired when you get smacked up like Namath. Pussy.
Yes, that was Swave Sever. Shout out to him. That's all for his album. We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. That's for you haters. We're still taking calls, 646-478-3599. One more joint. We're going to come back and let you holler at the artists. We got Mike Hands and Icon the Mike King in the building. MCMI Radio, real talk. Real talk.
How you feeling? You feel all right?
I'm so bossy, bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a chef. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a hundred, going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side bitches settle in. Might have to head, but you ever land. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword. Whether rapping or I'm rapping to a whore, might reach back and relapse to wrapping up his raw. Givenchy fitting like his gym clothes. We really gym stars. I'm like D-Rose, no D-League. I'm like these clothes. 88 Jordan leaping from the free throw. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Yo, peace, what up? It's Homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop, real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about Friday, 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
MCMI Radio, real hip-hop, real talk. Just had to drop a little heat on you guys.
New Pusha T, Swae Sever. So we also rocked some more Icon, the Mike King joints, and Mike Hands. We still got him in the building, in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Digitally.
Yes, sir. We're here.
Via satellite.
We are here.
No doubt. So we got another caller we're going to put on, say what up. She's from, it looks like Jersey, from the number 201. Nikki, what's good?
What's good? What's good, gentlemen?
You're on the air, MCMI Radio.
Thank you, thank you. MCMI Radio is the business right now. I just wanted to call in and shout you guys out. I'm a publicist. I know Mike Hands very well. I just wanted to look at his grind. Have to salute that man's grind because he's doing it. And definitely thank you guys for introducing us to the Icon, because he was dropping some real spit. That for real, he should be charging
that.
For that. He should be charging for that right now.
Nikki's the person to talk to. She's talking. She's a PR extraordinaire.
I do what I can to keep them seat at the table. But no, seriously, on some real, just salute to all of you guys. Like I've had my my share of listening to online radio shows and screeching at what was going on. But as hosts, you guys are keeping it moving. Some really interesting conversation and some really good insights. So I just wanted to let you all know I appreciate y'all and get a big salute to my man Mike Hands.
Appreciate you.
No doubt.
Thanks for listening. No doubt.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Peace.
Cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling up. These guys, both these gentlemen, Mike Hands and Icon and Mike King, they definitely deserve respect, not only for the songs and the music and the lyrics, but, yeah, they got their game on right now.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, definitely.
And you guys are cool for coming on the radio and just giving out, you know, info and knowledge and advice to people. You know, there's nothing wrong with letting people know things. I think that a while ago, people used to hide info. It's like, I don't want to tell anybody, then they'll make it, and we're all in competition. And, you know, it's really not necessary, because what I've figured out over time is you can tell people anything. Just them knowing that you could do that is not going to mean anything. They still won't do it.
It's true.
It's like... It's like if you try, like in Kung Fu, in the old Kung Fu movies, you know, the masters would be like, you can't tell the secret of the style, or don't let them see the secret punch or whatever. But you know what? In order to be able to punch somebody like that, you'd have to work out for 10 years on a mountain, punching trees, balancing on one leg. You know what I mean? Like, it's such hard training. You can't just know the secret. You have to put in the work. You have to actually do it. You have to,
that's a good analogy.
So just hearing this, if people are out there and they actually... put in the work now, read the book, like you said, learn the system and apply these things. Not like you just listen to it one day, then tomorrow you're a superstar. You have to put in work. If they do that, they deserve to win, you know? That's my opinion.
Word.
And, I mean, that's kind of like our whole approach to marketing, you know what I mean? Like, I can sit here and tell you all how to do SEO, how to, you know, sit there and build your brand and stuff, but... if you don't have the wherewithal to figure it out, learn it, try it, do it, it's not going to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the knowing, it's the doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And do you have time to do it? Because a lot of people are like, I know all this stuff I could be doing, but I work and then I have my kids and then, you know, I have a little business on the side and I got to put all my time into that. And I can't go online and do the ads and... create the network and join Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and a million other things. So I don't have time. So you could know it, but you might not have time. That's when you holler at a professional or someone that does this.
Yeah,
bring
exactly.
Them onto your team, throw them a little dough and say, I need X, Y, and Z. I really can't get to this, you know?
Exactly.
And both of these individuals are great people to have on your team. So if you're looking to, you know, get some marketing or graphics, which is part of marketing because of branding. If you need video work, whatever it is, holler at either Mike Hands or Icon and Mike King. Connect with both of them. Go to their Facebook. Go to their Twitter. See what they're doing. Check them out. Check out that website that Icon was talking about, his company. You know?
It's the support their music, you know, most importantly.
Definitely. And I mean, they're supporting their own music. They make sure that their music gets out there, you know, which is great. You guys are both living your dream, so I salute you on that. And I'm happy to see you guys being successful.
Appreciate that, man.
Salute, family.
So we're gonna go back into some more music, unless Blitz, unless you got something else, another controversial topic of this week, because a lot has been going on.
I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about the Rick Ross thing?
Oh, the Maori.
The U and
the rape lyrics.
You already know. First, they got him dropped from Reebok.
I have no marketing.
That is, he needs to call Olivia Pope or something. Because they don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, we need Ross to call up.
Yeah,
somebody out there
Olivia
listening,
Pope.
Probably Rick Ross is not listening. But
listen, he really did himself a disservice with that one line. And not only with that line, but before he said that line, he had just mentioned Reebok. So you put Reebok and date rape together in a four-bar couplet. Which is like, what's wrong
he
with
did
that?
An ad. Before I date rape, I pump up my Reeboks.
Yeah, that's basically what he did.
It is true.
Let me say the line. He said, "I die over these Reeboks, and you don't even know it. I put Molly in her champagne, and you don't even know it. I took her home, and I enjoy that. She ain't even know it." That's what he said.
Yeah, that's complete date rape.
Yeah. And not to mention, in this song, they say a lot of other just foul, unethical stuff anyway, and that's just the worst of it. But there's other stuff leading up to that. It's really crazy.
Can we take a step back, though? Can we take a step back? If you rich and you famous and you, yeah, you know I mean, you're supposed to be the star, why do you need to date rape a bitch?
Why do you need drugs? You shouldn't even be enticing her, even if you didn't slip it in there, because he's talking about she ain't even know it. That's the theme of the song. Right? So he's doing it on all. Even people that, like, hey, want to go get high, or I got some drugs, so come with me. And then you don't even shouldn't even need to do that. I'm Rick Ross. Or whoever you are. I'm famous. Or I'm wealthy, you know, whatever your thing is. You shouldn't have to go as far as that. You know? But then again, you look at him. I mean, same.
Yeah.
Maybe he does need that. I don't know. It's sad.
I think he was fat.
I mean, he's got a chia fat beard, everything, man. He's just a weird-looking dude. He does look rich. He looks like a baller, and he got the shades and the jewelry. You know, he knows how to, he's got a stylist or whatever, you know. But if you just actually look at him, like, I don't know.
Yeah. You said that about a lot of dudes, though.
But I think if you're rich and famous and an artist, you need to always know that people are gunning for you anyway. They're trying to twist something you said. And say that you said this. Oh, look at that. So you can't just outright give him this ammo. Like, and he knew when he wrote it how shocking the line was. And then they practiced it, and then they recorded it, and then they mixed it, and they mastered it. It had a long time, so he can't say, oh, I didn't realize. No. You put it out there knowing what you were saying, dude.
This part of the conversation, we should have had Nikki on, because she could have told us, you know, from a PR perspective, what should he have done right.
You
know what I mean?
You are absolutely right.
Yeah, if she's still listening, call us back up if you got a perspective on that. I heard some dope new West Coast hip hop today.
Who was it?
That was the Dog Pound putting out stuff. Some
really?
New stuff. Have you guys heard it? Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna look for it. I'm gonna get into another music mix and. I don't know. We got some underground. We got some overground. We got a lot of good mix. Let's start off with our guest, Icon of Mike King's joints and a joint from Mike Hands. And if you still want to chat about the Rick Ross thing, you can call us up. But you could just call us with a new topic. You know, you guys listening, it's your show right now. Call us up. Ask us a question. Bring up a topic that we're not discussing. It's called Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. So right now we're going to get back into the music, and we'll be back. 646-478-3599. Call us up.
She ain't even know it.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's Finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
Shut up.
bread in the city your mom bats. All bread for combat makes it hard to be easy on them blocks where your mom's at. Niggas is greasy, my nigga haters and all that. Fall back and feed the block paper, that doesn't calm that. So you get sturdy, you readjusting your own stance. Retune the music to use it to do your own dance. Before you lose it, you prove it, trying to advance. Moment that you choose it, remove it like it's your last chance. Live like you gliding through life, and though you stuttering, seemingly fluttering, control the waters that you're rudderin'. Create the tidal wave and wash away the struggling, and then clear off the beach and move your cousins and your brotherin'. We have been trying to win despite these many challenges. So me, that grab the pad and pen to journal through the balance. It seems like my life's a dark night on the turnpike. Radiator is banging 5 miles from the next right.
If you live the life that I live,
let's look and find a point of the matter in the middle of the conundrum that got my mind scattering. Got me up on my toes, unsettled in my bladdering. Second guessing what's known, new evidence is staggering. Daggering, cutting to my soul in the pattern. Shattering, everything I own, mixed staggering. Sturdy as a rock, but every stone it rolls. And every hood on every block, but every pillar of foes. See, I ride deals, stand on banana peels and glass houses. Tossing stones through hell, wearing gasoline trousers. Trying to live up to expectations, that's a tall order. In this environment, attacking this new world order. What will it take to lead the nation through this manslaughter? Man's daughters aggregating lanes to get this world order. Faces of change like a Michelle or Barack. Come on, like faces of death when unapplied to the block. Now feel me.
If you live the life that I live,
dreams of cake, trying to race in big rides. Bad boy, but kind of lost faith when Big died. Counting on a come up, plan to live in past average. Sunset to sundown, thoughts of getting fast cabbage. Either you punch a clock or you blastmatic. I'd be the most slept on since the craftmatic. It's like black magic, watching your funds disappear. That kind of pain can make you cry, still we laugh at it. Another day in the life to a cash addict. Splitting Dutchess, crushing weed bugs, breaking bad habits. It's simple mathematics, hoping my success won't lead to my arrest the moment I take a stab at it. Or how about shooting for the stars, for the dough, selling your soul, getting Lucifer involved. Feeling like everything's slipping out of place, and it's hard to hide the hurt, the pain's written on your face.
If you live the life that I live, you got to feel me, it's real, you got to feel me, it's real, you got to feel me. If you live the life that I live,
gentlemen, my name is Icon and Mike King. This is once again time to introduce you to the new Kool-Aid. We got some on the boards and the beats. We're about to take it there and let you know how cool it is to be cool. Some of y'all don't know how cool it is to be cool. We gotta show you how cool it is to be cool. Let's get it, people.
Nobody but me.
Yes. Yo. August 29th, 1981, Beverly and James had a handsome baby son. Blowing kisses on my inches, kingdom's safely come. Told me I'm the chosen one, see what they raised me from. Elliot's apparently, yeah, they say he's smug. I'm obstinate and confident, that's why the ladies love me. Well, what can I say? The world is my oyster, or I wouldn't have stayed. Nope, I ain't in a running in place. And if you say the wrong thing, you getting punched in your face. Oh, plus I got something to say. The acumen and fashion sense, I got your mother engaged. So, sad, just don't get too hurt. It ain't my fault, I'm everything you wish you were. I'm the best, man.
I'm just being
I'ma get my guns, and if I wasn't me, I wish I was. And if I wasn't me, I wish I was. They wanna be like Mike, but try as they may, they'll never be like Mike. I'm a cat, cat, copy, send for. You can't duplicate, trick with fake. Import people seek to learn, I get reserved. And so when they catch on, I get going. Inform, I don't make it look natural, which it is. That's the actual reason you don't do it justice. I'm inspiration, coalescing over now, an icon of you will grow, broke the ground. And in fact, the factory factored it mathematically. No cat snatch my aura under the mask of flat.
theory. That's just me.
Your credit with credit due. I'm ahead of my time. You behind schedule.
I'm next to none.
One of a kind. Not a touch of surprise. You still cut my mind. Get your own shit.
I'm just being.
Be like Mike, but tries they made don't ever be like Mike. No. Being me is wonderful. I admit I get annoyed doing all the work that y'all sitting just enjoy. My existence is a joy. I'm lovely company, and for that I deserve a government subsidy. Join over my wannabes. You ain't gotta feel worthless. I guess it's not a crown I wanna be worth. No, I ain't wanting to study me. Crack my subtlety codes. No secrets. God just trust me the most. So keep it. I'm better at life than you, and I can go into detail about why it's true.
Tell them
one, I'm me. Two, I'm not you. Three, C, number one. Four, I'm hot. Two, I'm full of myself. That's my golden rule. If you listening to this, then so would you.
I'm just being in mind.
I'ma get my guns, and if I wasn't me, I wish I was. And if I wasn't me, I wish I was. They wanna be like Mike, but tries they may don't ever be like Mike.
MC,
yeah, that hook reminded me that both of our artists, our special guests up in the studio today, are named Mike. We got Icon, the Mike King, S-M-I-C, and then we got Mike Hands, M-I-C-H-A-N-D-Z, in the buildings. That's kind of ill. We could have named this episode Mike and Mike. I don't know. But this is the new joint I'm talking about, the Dog Pound featuring Snoop Dogg, L.A. Here's to You. I apologize in advance that it's the clean version. I don't have the dirty. I only can find the clean. But it's new Dog Pound and new Snoop. So you're hearing it first here on MCMR Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. So check it out.
MCMR. L.A. Here's to you for being the kind of place a man can do his due. I hear the hippies skip, and they get that kick, bumping all night long, out on Sunset, out on Sunset, out on Sunset.
Yeah, ha 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 ha. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, players and pimps, we'd like to welcome you all to Los Angeles, California. Yes, sir.
For being the kind of place.
Run it down the line, sunset and vine, blew a half a zip by the Hollywood sign. Scotty once said it gets better with time. East side Long Beach, but this LA County on mine. Yeah, this is the sign of the times, one of a kind, and this might blow your mind. This ain't no TV show, bow wow, yippee yo, standing on your tippy toe, nigga, here we go. Crenshaw Boulevard, everywhere, niggas hard, left on burning by my auntie's front yard. No disrespect or disregard. Shout out to the whole motherfucker. Crip hard, dip hard, brick hard, used to pop lock. You turn on the wrong street and you will get got. Rules of the city like B-5-0, creep slow in a foe, motherfucker. 5-0.
Look, Dog Pound Gangsta, we gotta dump off. Unless you wanna hear that pump call, watch who you talk on, and watch the different street you walk on. I mob like a mobster, like I'm a motherfucking monster. Don't make me approach you. Contraband in my hand with the homies from the land with a plan to expand and leave with 100 grand. With my pistol in my hand, just me, Daz, and Big Snoop. That ain't never kept out the loop. Is this the way you living? In this land of the unforgiving? Man, beware how you living. So let me show you what we're living.
I'm
the glamour, the light, turn the city in the place you wanna be at. Them dog pound gangsters, yeah, they did that. From Figueroa to Pacific Palisades, iconic Hollywood culture, blow it in the fray, blind by the sun rays. I put on my luck, skirt that sunset as a ride of smoke. I'm about to 22 miles at that famous boulevard. At the park, Silver Lake, never smoked in my car. Treacherous in areas, yeah, it's four lanes wide. SA's Asian, yeah, one time. History extended, you see the chair bad. From prostitution, wholesaling, live and surf, that strip with a black and white, blind, blind. Pistol on the grip, yeah, I'm taking no shit. You see us as we ride by. Exit 405, now the crew's getting live, we in.
Ride to this, right? That production is beautiful. They back. The Dog Pound is back. They got a website. They got a tour. They got a new record featuring Snoop.
MCMI.
Like we bringing 88 back.
Woo! Yeah.
How y'all feel about the whole Snoop Lion thing?
Well, I have feelings about that, but for this record, he said that he's the dog father. He morphed, Mr. Lion morphed back into the dog father, is what the press release said. For this record, resulting in a classic DPG record, the production provided by Charlie Red, and there's a video up. I'm going to throw it up on MCMI as soon as we get off the show. Throw it on MCMIReport.com so y'all can check out the video. It's called L.A. Here's to You. It's spelled with the number 2 and the letter U.
Wow.
So,
that's a good record. It do sound like an old Dog Pound joint and all that, but I'm just curious what that means in context of his rebranding and all that. Yeah, that's
right. It's interesting because
I wouldn't go if I didn't
have to. Huh?
Yeah, I think that was his calling himself Snoop Lion was just something that he thought of at some certain time while he was smoking weed, and he was like, yeah,
while he was high
for like another 6 months. So, in order to keep his relevancy going.
Here's my thing with that. Like, Snoop Dogg for hip-hop is like one of our pillar brands. So it would be like Chase Bank all of a sudden just calling itself something different. You know what I mean?
And his Twitter is still Snoop Dogg. It just says Snoop Dogg with the double Z. That's his Twitter. So you didn't change everything.
You have to understand, when you have too much access to the media, there's a lot of things that end up in the stream that you don't really necessarily mean to be there if you had to think or work to get it there.
Right.
But because you have that kind of notoriety, that kind of brand, you have these whimsical thoughts that you decide, you know what, I'm going to spew it.
Exactly.
And now the world is expecting me to stand by it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but
that's
it's actually advantage to regular people.
Right.
Well, what he said in the interview is he had to change it because he's doing a reggae record, and it's not just because, I want to be more Rastafarian, but they actually don't like dogs. In Jamaican culture, when you call someone a dog, it means like you're a low-life, dirty piece of crap, like you're a dog. So it's not like a strong name, whereas Lion is the kingly, the strong name in Jamaican culture. So because he wanted to sell this reggae album, so he did that. But I think after the reggae album comes out, I think he'll go back to Snoop Dogg for his next hip-hop album. I just think that's what he'll do.
He only stands a chance to sell anything off of that because he's Snoop Dogg. They already love and accept him. He's an exception to Dogg because it's Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean? Like,
because
he's Snoop Dogg.
That makes sense. I'm just saying from the standpoint of it. Confusing the fans, you know what I mean? What record do I look for? The Snoop Lion record or the Snoop Dogg record, you know what I mean?
I thought, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. From a marketing standpoint, like, when it comes down to confusing your market and confusing your brand, that's the last thing you want to do.
Exactly.
Because what happens is you got people that get split in half and you split the floor, and now they have no clue where to shop.
Exactly.
Well, before we go any further, we have, we brought back Miss Nikki Walker, who is a, he is an expert in all of this. Yeah. So let's bring her in. We can finish this, and then we'll get back into that Rick Ross discussion. Nikki Walker, you're back on air.
I'm back. Thanks for having me back.
I would love her to weigh in on this too, though. Like Nikki, how do you feel about the fact that like Snoop went from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion from a branding perspective? Is that confusing? I mean, because typically, like, it's a PR person that has to handle that to make it known that he changed his name and all that type of stuff. So is that like a headache to you?
Well, you know, my thought on it, and I heard you say about, you know, splitting the market and maybe having an issue with that, but I think because he got such a strong core fan base, nobody was stunting the whole Snoop Lion thing. We all thought it was a stunt. He backed it up with religion. We respect that. So, you know, I don't think it's going to hurt him at all. I think it makes sense branding-wise for that reggae album, but I think that's all it's for. I think that's all it's for. It's not like a titty boy that really changed his whole persona and turned into 2 Chainz. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think for Snoop with his legacy, he could do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Right.
Yeah. I've never really.
You think he's big enough that it won't hurt him? Basically,
he's big enough. It's not. I don't think it's killing his brand at all. Actually, I think it might have given him the opportunity to expand his brand a little into, he's trying to get deeper into that Caribbean culture just because of this album. And I think that, I don't know which one of you has said, like, you know, using culturally, you know, a dog is a filthy animal to Jamaicans. So culturally is giving him a new platform over there and with that group of people. So that's what he needed for that. But in terms of his brand, he's always going to be Snoop Dogg. He's always going to be the big homie, and everybody's always going to respect him.
Well, let's make sure we can use that opportunity to tell the younger brands and the younger marketers that are out there listening, just because Snoop could do it after 15, 20 years of brand building, please do not decide next year you're going to be somebody else and think it's going to work the same way.
Yeah, don't kick over your dominoes. Don't kick over your dominoes. Like, he has spent a long time being, you know, creating himself and having the ability to do that. And you see Snoop over the years crossing over, Snoop with Country Music Awards, Snoop doing funny shit, Snoop doing, you know, hood shit, scary movies, all kinds of things. He's worked incredibly hard to be able to do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Right, television. And yet he still didn't change the Snoop. He knew to keep something so people know who that is.
Point
so
reference.
It's Snoop. You say, yo, Snoop, what up? Whether it's Snoop Lion or Snoop Dogg. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he did. That was smart. And sometimes you do want to change your brand because you're trying to show yourself as a different artist and a different person. You know?
Mm-hmm. And
so
when
you change your name, like sometimes – but understand that's what you're doing. You're gonna you might lose half of your people who don't make the switch and realize what's going on, and don't follow. But you know, if you're doing it for a reason, just be strategic. Like I know that Mark Wahlberg, he doesn't want to be called Marky Mark. He'd be happy if no one ever knew that existed. You know?
Yeah, but he's still fighting that fight.
And Timmy Boy changed his name, and he's doing really well as 2 Chainz. And most people do not know. 2 Chainz is a new artist. He just came out. That's his name, 2 Chainz. They don't know all that other stuff. So that's fine with him because of what he's doing. That was his goal, I'm sure.
That was necessary. It was necessary for 2 Chainz, for Titty Boy to change his name in order for him to get mainstream appeal. I lived in Atlanta for 7 years. He was the man. He was the man. Titty Boy was the man. And nobody would ever second guess that. But you can't come to New York City and be Titty Boy and try to be on Hot 97. It's not going to happen. So, you know, he has an incredible team behind him. I used to work with for some time while I was in Atlanta, and they are a group of marketing geniuses. So they really sat down and thought that through, and clearly we see, you know, what that did for Titty Boy.
Now Rick Ross needs to do that. He needs to change his brand or something to make that problem go away. We were talking about that. That's why we wanted you to call back in. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You're familiar with the Rick Ross problem that he's going through, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so we could give us your personal opinions on it, but obviously you don't like it. Nobody likes it. But what's up with his PR and his marketing? Like, why did he allow that? Was that a move, a game plan? Like, what's going on there? Did he just mess up?
So there are a couple of little points that need to be hit. First of all, Officer Ricky is the man at coming up off of slipping up, because anybody who could come up off of that probation officer picture and still make platinum plaques, they have something. So there's one redeeming quality about Rick Ross right now before I lambaste his ass.
He bounced
his ass. The one redeeming quality is that he is incredibly talented. Whether he's writing those things himself or whether he has a team of writers, he has so much charisma and he has such a great delivery, and people really rock with him because the stories that he tells make people feel very gangster. So he has that. That's the redeeming quality. Rick Ross is going to bounce back from this. That is without a doubt. He's never going to get that Reebok deal back because he forgot what was happening. Like, you know, he forgot that was some other people's money that he was messing with. He forgot that, you know, women wear running shoes from Reebok and that they support, you know, track teams all over the country and this and that and that. So, maybe he had too many mollies that day. I don't know. That was a huge, huge, huge mistake as a man.
Right.
But
how many women buy records, though, and buy his brand of records? Is it mostly male audience? Or is it
Are you kidding me? No, women buy records. Women buy records. Women download that shit. Women listen to that when they're working out. They listen to Ross. They want to hear that. They want that testosterone because it makes them feel a certain way. They want a boss, so they're listening to all of this bullshit that he's talking. So his audience, I would imagine, and I don't have any stats to prove this, but I would imagine that his audience is primarily women who have different reasons for being his audience. But, it was a mistake. But
so will his label also feel like Reebok feels? Like, yo, now we're going to sell less records or we have to work
harder
to get over
there?
They're
not
going
to sell. No, Reebok will sell less shoes, but his label's not going to sell less records. Think about this. Eminem has been talking misogynistically since he came on the scene. He's been strangling
hoes
and raping his mom
on the song.
Eminem
raped his mother on a song. He's bend over. And then he said, now he's raping his mom on a song and joked about it.
I would argue that that's different, though, because Eminem was always, like, very cartoony, crazy white boy type thing, whereas Rick Ross is, like, he's supposed to be this boss, this guy that gets all these girls. He's supposed to have all this money, blah, blah, blah. And then he throws a shot like this and then attaches it to a brand that can't be attached to something like that. And I would also argue that this has actually happened before, where it's like big labels are also part of other companies. So, for example, Universal is more than just records.
Because
and
they're
so
ABC, aren't they? They're, or Disney or something. Right.
Exactly. So if Disney or ABC has a problem with it, then it's dropped the rapper because the rapper's on.
Yeah, then they're going to shut him up for a little while, but they can't let him go. He's a cash cow. He's a cash cow, and underneath him are 12 other cash cows. This is the music industry. People F up and they find some way, they call in the Olivia Popes of the world. What Rick Ross needs to really do is sit his ass down in front of a domestic violence, convention and make a real apology, because these whack ass apologies he's making on Twitter and Instagram, it are canned responses.
Yes, let me touch on that for a sec. Before I do get into his latest apology, which I'm sure was ghostwritten for him, I will say that I do think that his paying audience, the people that go out and spend money, are predominantly women. You know, and yeah, the fact that he put the two things together at the same time is what really clinched it. Like, if he wouldn't have mentioned Reebok right before he mentioned this big rape line, it probably wouldn't have been as bad. And also, it's amazing how much of an outcry the viral media and, you know, Twitter and Facebook has had on this, especially since this has happened before with other artists. But like Icon said, you know, with Eminem and other artists, they made it seem like it was it wasn't them. Whereas everything that Rick Ross says, he emulates as that's what he does. know, so it does make it a little different. But let me read his last apology was, this is the apology he made after the first one when he went on the radio show. And he was like, no, I got misconstrued. I don't condone rape. But he never actually apologized for what he was saying. But here's his real apology, quote. He said, before I'm an artist, I am a father, a son, and a brother to some of the most cherished women in the world. So for me to suggest that in any way that harm and violation he brought to a woman is one of my biggest mistakes and regrets. As an artist, one of the most liberating things is being able to paint pictures with my words, but with that comes a great responsibility. And most recently, my choice of words was not only offensive, it does not reflect my true heart. And for this, I apologize. To every woman that has felt the sting of abuse, I apologize and recognize that as an artist, I have a voice and with that, the power of influence. To the young men who listen to music, please know that using a substance to rob a woman of her right to make a choice is not only a crime, it's wrong, and I do not encourage it. To my fans, I also apologize if I have disappointed you. I can only hope that this sparks a healthy dialogue and that I can contribute to it. Now,
wow, he did the same thing LL did.
Well,
about the
I was going to say, now, that's the LL apology, but... LL is not, you know, we already decided he jumped out the window with that shit because he just, his part of it was just whack. If Rick Ross, and whether or not that apology is sincere, part of it may be, if he follows through on that and says, I hope that I am able to start this healthy dialogue. Well, look at all of these little girls that are being raped and taped and put on Instagram. Some little girl just hung herself because she got gang raped by three guys, and then they sent a picture around to the school or something insane like that. I read it on Global Grind today. So if he then says, this is why you can't do that. This is why the lyric has been taken out of the song, from what I understand. Rocco just said, I need my song on the radio,
yeah.
So I'm going to just take this
yeah.
shit out.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
He replaced Rick Ross completely.
Oh, he took the whole, good, whatever. My point is that there's an opportunity right now, but that opportunity is now. Somebody has to get Ross in the right place, and he has to have a real sit down with, I don't know, some the chick Melissa, what's her name on MSNBC, or some black person who is a news figure who talks about issues in the community. Somebody needs
Wait,
to who, align him there. So
who had DMX on the show? Fix My Life. What's her name?
Oh, Ayanna.
Ayanna.
On Oprah.
You see how she did with DMX? Maybe Rick Ross needs to be on one of those
Wait,
shows.
One
that will
guys.
Destroy his career. That would destroy his career.
So
really.
So
okay.
here's my thing with that response where he says things like, with my words comes great responsibility and, you know, substance abuse to rob a woman of her right. Not to marginalize this topic, but if he's shooting himself in the foot by giving this statement, doesn't that mean that selling coke or killing people is just as bad?
No, he's not. I don't think he's shooting himself in the foot. I think that he's already he is a cocaine rapper, period. That's it. He's not
right.
going to
so,
turn into a party rapper tomorrow.
So
but
if he shouldn't rap about negative things that hurt people, then he shouldn't rap about none of that. You just dissed your whole program is what it's getting to, I think.
No, I don't think
yeah.
so. I think he's saying he has great responsibility, and I think that he also addressed in that apology that, look, this is art. He said that. He's painting pictures with his words. You know, this is art. And essentially, he stopped very short of saying, the shit that comes out of my mouth isn't real. He said, I'm painting pictures here. And,
right.
yeah, I know I have great responsibility. He's still doing the shuck and jive a little bit, but he's doing it so that, you know, his toe don't get shot off, so that he
yeah.
still can do this cocaine rap, so that he still can talk about shoot 'em up, bang, bang, because now I've said, I'm saying it, but it's a picture that I'm painting, and you should not follow through with what I'm doing.
Well, I think he should have kept it simpler. I think it was too wordy. That's just me. I would have wanted to hear, look, guys. I would have wanted to hear, look, I was just kidding. I was trying to be funny with the word. I overdid it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the label would never have approved it. Do you know how many revisions that apology must have gone through? 25 people must have had their hands on that apology. So that apology has absolutely nothing to do with Ross. I understand your point, though. I do understand your point. But I think either way, any apology that he would have given would have caused the firestorm, but an apology had to be given. And I think with all of the wordiness and the weight of the words, I think that that is, I think that's the label's way of trying their best to get behind him because, like I said earlier, they can't let him go. He is their cash cow. So they got to, they have to do what they think is best. And now think about who's at the label and who's constructing these, you know, who's constructing these apologies and who's constructing these words. They're not in these streets. They're not buying these records. They think what he's saying is cool, and that's why they gave him a record deal. But these people are not of the same, they're just not of the same culture. So, you know, you have to weigh those words against who wrote them, not who said them.
Well, I really thank you for that whole explanation. And tell us again, what is your like, what do you do? You're a publicist, a
marketer? I am. I'm a publicist. I own an agency called NW Public Relations. We're based out of New York right now after 7 years in Atlanta. And we do music, fashion, beauty, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess in the industry presently, we're probably most known for representing people like Waka Flocka and Maya and French Montana. So we've had some really good names in the past and some really great beauty brands and some fashion stuff. We do a lot of stuff during Fashion Week. And right now I'm pretty focused on some independent artists out of Jersey and just and doing projects and working on beauty. But you can find me on Twitter at Nikki Walker PR, N-I-K-K-I, the regular way. And I'm around.
Well, we appreciate you calling in. I feel like we had you as a guest on the show because you really gave us a lot of insight added to the conversation. And, you know, in the future, when you're working on something and you think it'll interest us, send it our way when you're going doing your publicity and your PR, holler at us about your artists or whatever.
I
really appreciate
that invitation, and thank you so much for having me back to chat it up with you guys about this.
Definitely. Thanks for being a part of the MCMR Radio family.
Real hip hop, real talk.
Oh, she got the slogan and everything. That's a professional right there.
Keep coming back.
We're going
to have you on the show all the time.
Doing it like it's 88 out here. I feel you.
Exactly.
Thanks,
well,
guys.
Well, I think we should thank all our guests for being on the show today. Appreciate the call, Nikki and Mike Hands and Icon the Mike King. Ike, you still there?
Yes, sir.
And Mike Hands, he's good. Oh, he's good. There we go. His mic was off for a second.
Yeah, we're on deck, baby. Good looking. We're fabulous.
No doubt. So one last time, hit him with your Twitter, Mike. Mike Hands. Mike Hands. I would have said Ike. It's Mike and Ike.
Pardon me.
Like the candy. You know?
What'd you say?
Now, Mike Hands. Is your Twitter is just simply Mike Hands, right?
No,
Handler.
No, Mike Handler. M-I-C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.
Now, was that like, that was your name that you went by before?
Yeah,
was that your government name?
That's what made it so interesting when we were talking about the whole Snoop Lion and the rebranding. Mike Handler was my original handle. And then a few years ago, I dropped down to just Mike Hands. And then that's around the time I cut my hair. So I had a visual rebranding as well as, a phonetic rebranding. So it was interesting.
You know, I'm actually going through the same exact thing. You know what I mean? I used to have long hair, too. I'm about to just shorten it to just Mike King. So that's kind of why I brought that topic up, too.
Yeah,
interesting.
I did a tape that year called Dead Man Walking, and the whole concept behind it was the death of Mike Handler and the birth of Mike Hands.
Right. That's
how you push that new brand through. Cool. So, but, you know, Mike, your first name is not Mike, is it?
It's actually Christopher.
It's Chris, right? Okay, so Mike Handler, that came from something else.
No, it was actually a description. Microphone Handler, so it was Mike Handler.
Right, and Mike Icon, your actual, you know, name is Michael King,
yes.
Right? Mike King.
Right.
So that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of good to get your name simplified and your brand simplified because it's even closer to your actual name that you're going to sign the checks with and all that. So
yeah,
it's kind of
exactly.
Kind of slick.
I like that.
So it's been a pleasure having you guys. Icon, your Twitter, Icon the Mike King, right?
Absolutely.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys coming on the show. You guys can follow me at GMS underscore MCMI. Blitzkrieg.
And of course, you can follow me, LR Blitzkrieg, at LR underscore Blitzkrieg on Twitter, on everything else. That's it. LR underscore Blitzkrieg.
Right. Same thing for me. Instagram, same name. Just finally got on Instagram. And the MCMI brand, we have our Twitter as well, MCMI Report. Just put an at sign in front of that. You can go to mcmireport.com to download past episodes of this show. This is, I believe, number 30, what are we up to, 36, 37? 37th episode. We had a lot of really great guests. Go check out our past shows and download from the archives. Once again, shout out to Six Man Radio that has a show on the same station every single day of the week. And we hold down Friday nights. Don't forget to check out Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle's show tomorrow night, 7:30, same
Primo.
Station. They will have DJ Premier, music and interview for the whole show. And we'll be back next week. Anyone else got anything to say? I'm going to go out with some music.
Yeah, G, why don't you take them out with those two Torre joints? Torre just put out a new mixtape that is very dope. We have one of his joints, What's Love, on our new Love Is mixtape
right.
Coming out soon. His mixtape is called Admission of Guilt. You can check for that on djbooth.net. But, yeah, you know, Torre's definitely fam, so we got to shout him out.
Quick question before we get out. Let me just say my goodbyes because I'm going to have to jump off. I got to get back in the session. But salute my Ultra Beat fam from overseas, you know what I mean, my Ultra Unit here, and salute, you know what I mean, my whole fan of music family and my whole Dem Recordings family that are all cool Jay checking me out. Salute UG, but you know that UG Mike Hands thing is the thing that's going to be the thing, so salute MCMI for the love on that, man, and just I'm trying to hold that till we make an official announcement on how we're going to do things.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Salute,
all
man.
Right,
thank you.
We're going to sign off with this Torre joint called Steady Mobbin. The Love Is mixtape is finished. It's mastered. It's ready. We're just tightening up the marketing, getting everything ready, the press release, everything we've been talking about, the artwork. So it'll be hitting you with that soon. But right now, check out this Torre joint, Steady Mobbin, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, signing off until next week.
MCMI,
like we're bringing 88 back.
Uh-oh, Torre, I don't hear your joint. You hear it? Let me run that back.
MCMI,
like we're bringing 88 back.
I have to go into something else and get to that one next. So check out this Ken Ox joint, Gases in Hell, Cannibal Ox. I got some LP and Killer Mike already booked them in.
New Cannibal Ox.
On the way.
Brand
new Ken Ox. Yeah. We'll try to get that Torre joint on, but the file wasn't playing.
Gases in hell, gases in hell, gases in hell,
ghosts in a shell.
Gases in hell, gases in hell, gases in hell,
ghosts in a shell.
Inhale. My style's kinda fat, reminiscent of a whale. Gases in hell, gases in hell, gases in hell,
ghosts in a shell.
My shell is mechanical found ghost, but my ghetto is animal found toast. My Fahrenheit is blazing, I might boast. And you don't wanna get that close. Ashes in hell, ghosts in a shell. My molecules separate like flashes, I propel light speed. Then the sound, I am the first god to come forth from the mound. Set Tepi, your world's empty and it's a shame. You had your chance, now watch me. And I ain't an MC.
a sorcerer trapped in a spelling bee. And I'm unstoppable. Once I get angry, you lit the fuse. Mission impossible. I'm Vishnu Aladdin. Just know I enter the tiger and exit the dragon.
I move with the elegance of an African elephant. I presented the evidence, eloquent as a president. Evident is with evidence. I deserve me a championship. But before I banana clip, I'ma chill from my mangrove.
Little man against heady and with the heart of an orphan. I got the words of a murderer and an eye for the sorcerer. You take a slice of my portion, I'll take a piece of your profit. I'll drive an illegal speed to keep an OD in my pocket.
We run the tools in your town, a quarter pound on my person. I'm known for pounding the stage. I'm talking, burning and cursing. Producer gave me a beat. Said it's the beat of the year. I said LP didn't do it, so get the fuck out of here.
You wanna hang, bring your throat. I got tools in a rope. I'm a slang pope, haranguing a land with a mad flow. A new addition to the art of the old code that's fully retarded and put a part in your bone zone.
And we the villains, we attacking this bad guy. Mercy me, merciless me, putting pain in they sad guys. It's time for Skywalker to talk with me, the true Darth Vader. I hit your mom in 03, but a G ain't Ada. So baby boy, you should tighten up and show some respect before I melvin on you, Joe, then put my arm on your neck. Or worse yet, be the reason your girl want a divorce. Be at a crib with your kids saying fuck your force.
Yo, squaddies on the block. When you see them, never run, my nigga, walk. Only the guilty run for cover like Egyptian cotton, thousand count Pharaoh swag. Police running up on me trying to search all in my Louis bag. All they found is money, money, money. No evidence. I told them put the cuffs on me, arrest me for being fresh. They might find 8 new watches, but no 8 balls. I serve and protect my dear. My kicks hate y'all.
Courtside tickets, only time I see a judge. Rep telling me pull my feet and I see him but never budge. I am out here.
Fits on 1,000 out of 1.
Most of it is
MCMI Radio, we going into overtime.
It's a lonely life, my
download the archive. We out.
International press, you think I'm rolling with yellow plate.
Most of what you see me in Black America replicate. They cannot pronounce it, only option is to speculate. My pieces are
wildin'.
My trousers will not domesticate.
Foreign material causing customs to investigate.
Bloggers and socialites questioning, trying to authenticate. Looking for a logo on all your polo, I
defecate.
What you think it cost? Add 1,000 to your estimate. Kenny Skywalker watching my collection elevate. When my clothes touch and the value appreciates.
Street boys, old couture.
Paris cannot regulate.
Ew.
So ill. So ill. But when you see me, I'm. Jordan dying of laughter though. You just spent the last 3 bills hustling backwards, yo.
Living at your mama crib with 10 pairs of Jeremy.
No pot to piston, but your kick's a different pedigree.
Graduated from Spelman, but can't spell remedy.
Fat lady singing, but you ignoring the melody.
Camped out overnight for the new Yeezy.
Money's on E, but your ego was screaming,
feed me.
Bill collector calling while you surfing on
nice kicks.
IRS is on your Instagram looking through hype pics.
Date stamp.
Showing that you bought them joints last week. Served with legal papers this morning, so now you can't sleep. You owe 20,000, but you spent that on your closet, boy. Last week you was atheist, now you praying for profits, boy. Real stories of kids in North America. Dopes on the radio, but
debt's what they selling ya.
Ew. So ew.
you see me, I'm fresh.
Let's go.
Freedom riders approach them, they appetizers for vultures. Soldiers of fortune and never no match for soldiers of culture. My flow is so fucking honest, you said you wanted to hear it. You blind, cause all you wanted was for me to lift up the spirits. Your truth is too fucking ugly, and trust me, the shit got layers. You touch me, you think you're tough, leave us toothless as rugby players. The truth is too sayers, disgusting, the true saviors. We move with the gang, cause you niggas sweeter than fruit flavors. The blue slayer, proven a shooter to hide from us. You misguided as missiles or a suicide bombers. Taking orders from the mullah, waiting for karma to pull up. They stones. No match for bullets, it's rarely ratchets are full of. Got a race and a mean a lie, like the chase and the with a cop car. Like the honor and being a martyr and a terrorist is a rock star. Dodging the Abu Dhabi, you're dodging the paparazzi. Still probably as popular as swastikas to Nazis. The cops protect the property properly when they crack a head. Murderers get as cocky as Perseus when they're cracking dead. I wonder what be running through these crackers' heads. And why niggas are spilling more blood in Cincinnati caps with black and red. I take an act of fact, go back to bed. Allergic to the fumes, having a funeral for the news, cause the facts is dead. And trust is gone from the neocons to Barack Obama. America eats its young, from Casey Anthony to the Octomom. Wow. Fix it and mix it up like martial arts in the octagon. I spit the fire to burn down Babylon.
Take a piece of America back, back.
You will only learn. It's called truth. It's called.
Death by suicide bomb, Protestants, Bibles, or Quran, or Islam. From Genghis Khan to Vietnam, I can smell the napalm. Rape victims, rip stockings, redneck clan members doing church bombings. Innocent fetuses being aborted with no options. Humans, government, ruin them, worrying what weapons could be used to be nuking them. Jesus was crucified in Jerusalem. Slaves treated like property to Pearl Harbor, to Hiroshima, to Nagasaki. Adolf Hitler to every murderous Nazi, to the Gambinos, to the Gotti's, to every mafia atrocity. Child pornography, babies starving to die in poverty. Serbians fighting Croatians in Yugoslavia. Muslim women being raped up to 40,000 in the war of Bosnia. The 50 million killed in the Second World War. The government poisoning the minds and the bodies of the babies that are born poor. Airplanes blown up by Islamic extremists and religion. There's always drama, whether worshiping the prophet of Muhammad or Jesus. Smallpox and Napoleon. Troops dying from typhus. From the Spanish flu to the Black Plague. Today it's the AIDS virus. Bodies in coffins. Political extortions. Racist mobs murdering Willie Turks, Michael Griffith, and Yusuf Hawkins. Check the murder rate. It's human nature to murder and hate. The Catholic Church claim women were witches and burn them at the stake. Pedophile predators attacking, 38 Beretta used by Gandhi's assassin, 16 bullets in Malcolm, it happened uptown Manhattan, a homicide Reagan, 80s epidemic of cracking, soldiers in action, dying in Iraq and never coming back, and now let's
take a piece of America back.
You will only learn. It's called truth. It's called truth. It's called you will only learn. It's called truth. It's called truth.
MCMI.
Like we bringing 88 back.
Well,
on a blade in the space, my lane in a race. Flying color poorly, you don't play your part, better know your role like an understudy. I'm fucking lovely. Thank for asking, so invincible, just in the states of blackness. Second African, never matters, back in the matters. When that happens, I'm happy to have it, happy to have it. Well, I will and I won't just to grow and stand. I held it all in like the best poker hand. I'm spreading my wings just to know this thing. It's all overshadowed by worthy words. To be a champion, you need a jersey first. Don't forget in the cafe, the early bird.
If I said I didn't doubt sometimes, if I'll ever make it out, even though I got some clout, I refuse to show my face or go out sometimes. Try to smile to cover the pain, but my mouth don't lie. My daddy told me a five, grown men don't cry. He also said he wouldn't leave, so much for that advice, but I'm nice. I've grown into a prospect of watchers, need a little time to get my mind in check. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't stressed. Sometimes I smoke a black and reflect how I got in this mess. Bad turmoil. Niggas dropping out, take over, playing foil by light. I tell myself it ain't right. I tell myself a lot of shit that I like to hear, cause no one's around to cheer me up in my plight. Try to fight the depression, fuck an antidepressant. Grab a back with the great one, fill it up with the essence. Herbal, and quit the verbal. Stop talking, I got fines outstanding like bitches at my door knocking.
I'd be lying if I told you that I wasn't broke. I'd be lying if I said I never sold coke. I'd be lying if I said I don't smoke good. I'd be lying if I said I couldn't talk good. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't fucked up. Got issues, let the train tell me what's up.
Think about it often, becoming a rap mogul. Take it step by step and now lay down these rap vocals. Trying to make these placements while time's escaping, death lurking. I'll be drinking rum as I await him. You know you ain't that famous when they still asking when the hell you really gonna make it. But you know you ain't that nameless when the city believes at a young age you're the greatest. Expectations, they can kill a man. Make him contemplate his fate with the skill in hand. Cause the moves he's supposed to make, they ain't paying like truly a beach when you face down in the sand.
I'll be lying if I told you that I wasn't broke. I'll be lying if I said I never sold coke. I'll be lying if I said I don't smoke good. I'll be lying if I said I couldn't fuck good. I'll be lying if I said I wasn't fucked up. Got issues, let the train tell me what's up. I'll be lying if I said I never told a lie. But I'll be dying if I ever lied. It's all right.
MCMI. Drop the motherfucking pack. Yo. Yo.
So all my niggas uncivilized, civilized. We cooked the shake, moved the weight across the tri-state. Them jokes niggas bringing shook about the crook type. Special deliver, sending shots through your act jigger. My infamous mom get on his jaw. The truth gets revealed like the W4. So sightsee New York niggas, thirsty for cheddar. You shining, you get your shoes taken with your heel sweater. Keeping these rap fans like crack fiends until we be up and put more infamous upon the rap scene. Mix the coke rhymes with pieces like baking soda. Albums with G-Packs, selling crooks, bar waters. My mom pits is like Don Brick. Satisfaction, guarantee real shit. Rapanoid, we meet you at the top, kid. And once we all on top, ain't no stopping it. I'm headstrong and peace with myself like Islam. Stupid, 100 niggas form around me. Like force field, pull out and use gun like shield. The school is worldwide, to think we started from the hill. Beware, a quiet niggas laying in the cut. What? Patiently watching, waiting for a come up. Get the spots up, we rob land like white man. Plan to overthrow your whole shit while shaking your hand.
Motherfucker, up the ladder of success with sex. We build and destroy, still shining, still climbing. Up the ladder of success with sex. We build and destroy, still shining, still climbing.
Nine, six through the motherfucking year, 2G. The more I got
got it locked with the master key. World life combination to the safest song. Get that loot, motherfucker. Spread love when you want. The 41st got the heat for them niggas that thirst. Yes, the vine, nine time, put that ass in line. Regulate, I'm only here just to take what's mine. My dick combined, dangerous minds. Don't bust the outline. A half a man generating grams. Kid, you know how I go. Only fuck with fam. That's why you're looking from the outside in. Wondering how we bubbling, hustling, breaking days in. Grimy motherfuckers, getting info from your baby's mother. Got a pillow talking while that ass is sleepwalking. So all that bullshit you did, I know where you live. You better be your point when you walk in the rest. Your broke ass robbers don't got a vest. So I suggest change your location is best. Cause I'm coming through army fatigue dress. Blessed with hollow tips, yes. To burn through your dirty ass guest.
Yes, still shining. Still climbing. Hey yo, you're timing. Which way the fuck off? What is you trying? This faggot ass cat to get clapped for even trying. You tried to confront me, but only face iron. For holes through your shirt like Jamaican clothes. Fuck the myths. For science and numbers is how I live. If we ain't getting mathematics, something got to give. Room for your fucking life with no will to live. There's no way to live. Resort to plan B. Start to sticking. Strong arm robbery and ice picking. It's sneak picking. It's cold outside. I think it's fast time for me to grab the clap and think mine. To follow what I'm saying is like leading the blind. Trying to voice a clear picture of this life of crime. Slow learning to understand in due time. Up the ladder of success with sex. I'm trying to eat and put that fly shit on my back. And bless my feet with some new and improved. Spectate or make a move. Hesitate or regulate. It's on you.
Yo, up the ladder of success with sex, we build and destroy. Still climbing, still shining. Up the ladder of success with sex, we build and destroy. Still shining, still climbing. Up the ladder of success with sex, we build and destroy. Still shining, still climbing. Up the ladder of success with sex, we build and destroy. What?
Nah, six motherfucker.
Yo, peace, what up, it's homeboy Sandman, alright? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip-hop, real talk, you understand? This is what I'm talking about, Friday 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
Give it.